Welcome to Guys We Fuck,
the anti-slut shaming podcast.
Yo, you having sex?
I'm Christina Hutchins.
I'm Corinne Fisher.
And I'm your boyfriend. Bring us your slutty, your horny, and your shame.
Hey, you a slut?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's talk about fucking.
What up, fuckers? How you doing? Where you been? You okay? Welcome to another episode of Guys We Fucked.
It's the Anti-Slut Shaming Podcast. I'm Corinne.
I'm Christina.
Welcome to the show. If you're curious, I wanted to address this because this has been on Instagram a lot. If you're curious where full episodes of video of the podcast are, they don't exist. So stop looking for them. It's just not a thing that happens yet. Again, this is all in the transition with Luminary, but we'll have more clips soon and we should have
longer clips
on YouTube. So that's really where you want to be going. All the good stuff's happening on YouTube. It's YouTube.com/guyswefucked without the U and fucked. And that's also where you are going to find our comedy special for free on Valentine's Day. That's February 14th.
Baby.
If you don't know that, so you want to subscribe now. And Christina and I will both be doing a live chat at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube. Exactly.
We'll be watching it with you live.
It's going to be so fun. It's going to be a fucking event. So, I mean, it's like an AOL chat room, basically. You won't see us.
Like when you were 12, but you pretended to be 32 and you were talking to a 58-year-old, but he was probably another 12-year-old boy.
Yes.
It's going to be like that, but way better because now we all have bank accounts and cars.
Do you remember when you were accidentally on To Catch a Predator? It's going to be like that,
but
the cops aren't going to intervene.
Pesky popo.
Yeah, it's going to be a super fun night. Get some cocktails, but you know, overall, enjoy the comedy special. We don't want to distract you too much because we put a lot of fucking work and money into
it. We really did. Please tell everyone you've ever met. And this is going to be, it's different than a regular comedy special. This is a fucking party. This is a good time. This fucking special is incredible and we're really proud of it and we really want you to watch it.
It's different than a regular comedy special. It feels like the way they would start like a critique of it. You're like, well, it's different.
It's something, Nancy, what do you think about your daughter's stand-up? Well, it's different. Sounds like one of those critiques.
But it's beautiful. We're very proud of it. So, again, February 14th, Valentine's Day, is our debut comedy special.
Yes. And then also we want to talk to you about being a Luminary subscriber. If you are, you already know that Luminary is our safe space. And now that we are going in front of the paywall after 7 days of being behind the paywall in Luminary, we are doing bonus episodes, 2 bonus episodes a month. I am saving all of my personal deliciousness for these bonus episodes because my mom can't watch them or listen to them. So, and boy, do I have some plot twists. So in these bonus episodes, we're going to be divulging personal things and reading your emails. We have an incredible array of people's deepest, darkest secrets and stories. And let me tell you something. I love these bonus episodes. They're my favorite things to record because
super fun.
Wow. You really think you've heard it all and you have not. So stay tuned for that. I'm really excited. The next bonus episode is coming out the 2nd of February for Luminary subscribers only.
So it'll actually be out before you hear this episode.
Yes. It's exciting. Go listen to it.
Very exciting. Make sure to subscribe. And if you want to email us, it's sorryaboutlastnightshow@gmail.com. You know that. Make this subject line enticing. But this, like, realistic.
Yeah. Today's subject line, toxic fuck keeping my dog away from me. Help. Oh, I want to kill him.
Yeah, enticing.
Not literally, Chad. Dear Corinne and Christina, please keep me anonymous if you read this. Okay. I've been listening for 2 years and I'm so grateful for the both of you. I am not understood by many people, but every Friday I have 2 friends. So thank you. I'm sorry again for the long email. Don't be sorry. Somewhere along the age of 12 and 25, I have completely lost myself. Oh, you've come to the right place, girlfriend. And no matter how hard I try, I cannot seem to find myself again. From 15 to 20, I was in an extremely toxic relationship. He would build me up like a tower of blocks, making me feel better and more euphoric than ever. Then he'd knock the blocks down as if I was his toy. I let it happen for 5 years. We were together and broken up more times than I can count. I put all my self-worth into his perspective of me, begging for him to want me. It was psychological torment. Yeah, he was your razor blade. You were cutting with him. To be honest, I don't think I would have ever fully left. Let's call him John if he didn't pass. Oh, shit, he died?
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
That was God giving you a fucking breather.
Yeah, I got this for you, girl. We were broken up for about a year, and although we were broken up, we spoke here and there, and no matter how much therapy I went to, I had an utter addiction and attraction to him. Would still see him sporadically. Finally, I got to a 6-month period of doing self-work and being alone, and I fully ended things with him over text. I did not want to get sucked back in if I saw him in person. Deep down, I genuinely thought, I did it. I'm free. I'm never going to speak to this person again or let him harm me. 2 days later, he died. Whew. It felt like all the work I did on myself was gone. What do you mean? He's dead.
Yeah, but I think it seems like he killed himself.
Oh.
Which, please, just for the future, can please lead with that?
Yeah, yes. Jesus.
Because it seems
like he died in an accident,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, like just like saying someone... It's like different.
It is.
It's different than mm-hmm. just dying.
Yeah, it is. Guilt was seeded into me for saying goodbye. He begged me not to do so, and I never responded. Even though it is not my fault, everyone somewhat blamed me. Okay, yeah, he's guilt. Yeah, and I blame myself for his death, and I'm still working on letting go of the guilt.
It's not your fault.
I've been going to therapy and doing spiritual healing weekly, learning tools of how to talk to my inner child. I've uncovered the traumas from my past. I'm somewhat of a successful architect. I am decent looking and I'm surrounded by good, loving people who fucked me up but didn't mean to. I have it good, so much better than others, but I'm always drawn to this darkness. After 2 years of self-work, I finally let myself give into another connection. I was so drawn and so attracted to this person. Let's call him Andrew. The sex was unreal. He was so open, made me so comfortable. We tried everything together. He made me feel so incredibly loved, seen, and safe. We talked about everything. I thought, this is my person. The universe is rewarding me for the work I had done.
Oh, if only it was that easy.
Right? I freaking wish it was. One night after 2 years of bliss, I was a little drunk and I got a hunch and went through his phone.
Damn these it. Hunches, ladies.
I went through his Oof. Phone. I know, but I did it anyways. Every night I spent away from him, he was trying to cheat on me. Every night I wasn't at his house, he was doing cocaine and other drugs.
That's why you're so happy.
Yeah, I know. They really get you. How could I be so blind? Again, the same toxic cycle. He would apologize and make me feel so loved, and I believed his growth and change, but every time I got a little drunk, I would check, and it was the same. Cheating and drugs behind my back. Not to mention, he's stupid. It was so easy for me to find.
Maybe he wanted you to find it.
He wanted you to find it. And you wanted to find it. Let's be honest. It's been 6 months since I've ended this relationship. Good on you, girl. And unfortunately, it is the same as my past one. Every day I have to fight the addiction and attraction, but I'm aware and I am trying. Hell yeah. My biggest issue of all is 6 months into this relationship, he bought me a dog. Probably to trap me.
Oh my God.
I think you're right. But it worked. And this is the reason I find myself writing this email. I have never loved anything more or felt more connected to in my life than I have to this dog. Okay. When I left Andrew, he refused to take me. He refused to let me take her. It got scary. I would try to take her for a visit and he refused. When I wouldn't answer, trying to let them both go, he would text me that she was, quote, sick to get a response, putting me in a full frantic. Yeah, he's fucking manipulating you. He's working you like a puppet. He sends me pictures of her weekly. Don't let him do that. Telling me, we miss you. Oh, that's toxic. Ugh. Girl, this bad. Guy is abusive as fuck. Do not let him contact you.
This is
I've
really
tried
bad.
Numerous times.
Very, very bad.
I've tried numerous times since to take her, but it got so toxic that I just left. Good. I didn't want her in that environment. I know it sounds crazy, but I could see it in her eyes that she was afraid. Yeah, no shit. He would scream and throw things. She would run and hide. I convinced myself, just because he is bad to me doesn't mean he's bad to her. If I just leave, she's at peace with him. Maybe he doesn't take as good of care of her, but he has a decent job, loves her, and she's okay. No one I am close to thinks I should put in the effort to get her back. My therapist says for my mental health, I need to let her go, but I do not believe anyone...
You have a
anyone...
lot of fucking animal haters in your life acting like, if this was a kid, would they say that? The fucking
they wouldn't.
Blows my
yeah,
mind.
Just, yeah. But I do not believe anyone understands the love I have for her. I constantly feel like I am mourning my dog. How do you keep fighting for yourself and doing the work when you feel like you are taking all the steps, but nothing gets better? I'm so fucking tired. Am I selfish for wanting to get my dog back? No. Do I need to let go? You need to get that dog. If not, how do I get her back? Thank you for everything. Oh, this guy looks so toxic. He's got that fucking beard. He's got both of them. Oh, because so these are two different people.
You need to start looking at people's faces better when you meet them.
I know, girl.
I honestly, they're hot, but you can see that they're toxic.
I wish you had a Corinne in your life that could just look at them real quick and go, nope.
Can I just
say this one on the bottom, this Andrew guy? He looks like a cast member from Breaking Bad. This is ridiculous.
So what can I just ask? I've never in my life heard that before. What does that mean?
What do you mean?
That, like, you can look at somebody and tell that they're
it's
toxic?
It's just a gift I have. I don't know.
Well, one, it's called being a woman and understanding the types of guys that are out there. When you have gotten burned, when you get tricked as a woman, you never fucking forget it. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, okay? Right. And you're looking at two women who have been scorned before.
Sure.
One of them a bunch of times because I didn't see it. And now I do. That's why I'm taking a break doing me. These two guys, I would say no to them on a dating app. They're both attractive and they both have evil under their eyes, in my opinion.
And if you saw them in real life, I'm guessing you would sense the evil. Like, you really can, like, tell someone's, like, soul through their eyes. Like, you can sense it.
Women have a sixth sense with that stuff.
Yeah, you can... I mean, a lot of them don't, but unfortunately, but yeah.
Well, I say even when they do, they know. Like, I think that deep down you kind of know.
Yeah.
Also, because you're actually dating this person, you're getting to know them, you're being intimate with them. You can tell when those puzzle pieces fit so toxically good. So you need to get this dog.
I mean, I just saw an episode of Judge Judy where a similar thing happened where a couple split up and like they went to court over the dog. And what Judge Judy did was they had the dog come in and she like, I think she knew she was going to give it to like the guy first. But like when the dog came into the courtroom, she just let the dog go to whichever person it wanted to be with. And like, that's how she made her decision. So, I mean, like, you can absolutely go to court again. Like, you don't want to take it to that point, but like, small claims court exists for a reason, for stuff like this.
Is a dog in somebody's name? Like, it's not a couple?
No, it's not in someone's name, but like, you can make you'll have text messages to back it up.
Yeah.
You know, if you say it was a gift, like giving a gift, like has a lot of like a big, like a heavy legal foundation, because that's something that happens a lot of times in like divorces and stuff. People will say, well, I bought it, but then they'll be like, yes, but it was a gift. Like, there really is like a legal foundation for almost everything in the world that you can think of, because humans can't get along. So we constantly have to go to court and fight it out. But I mean, I never want to put, you know, the dog in danger. And unfortunately, like, animal, you know, endangerment laws are not as strong everywhere. It depends where you are writing from. I don't know that if you put that in the email, hopefully California, because then there's a lot of strong animal laws behind you. But that being said, like, no, I don't think it's dumb at all. He definitely used the dog to manipulate you. And that's unfortunate. But what's not fake or what's not a manipulation is that this dog exists and that you love this dog, and this dog should not suffer because you were in a relationship with a toxic person. So, I mean, this is, you know, and I know like your therapist is telling you, it's like for your mental health, like this is an instance where I would be like, Buck, if you want this dog, and I think the dog should be yours, because I'm honestly worried about the dog in his care. Like, you're a grown woman. Buck up, put a pin in your fucking trauma, and get this fucking dog back. Like, I don't believe in this, like, you can't handle it therapy. You can handle it. You wrote us the email. You know what you want to do.
Yep.
And like, I think this could be a real moment where you could be really proud of yourself for standing up to him and getting, you know, and getting what you want. But again, like in these situations with these really toxic, dangerous people, like, it worries me that he knows where you live, most likely. All these things worry me. Like, I don't want to be an alarmist, but I think one mistake that we make as women in society is that we really like, we don't talk about how dangerous our male partners are to us. And I'm talking physically. I'm talking about like how often people are physically abused or killed by their partner. Like, it seems funny because it seems so crazy, but like, it's so statistically staggering that I can't help but bring it up anytime we're talking about a situation like this. So, you know, as much as I worry about the dog, I worry about your safety. Like, this is fucking, do you change your locks? Does he have a key? Like, these are things that like sound like a crazy mom saying them to you, but like, I really, really fucking back them up, man.
Yeah,
these people should not be around you.
He doesn't believe you.
This is like restraining order territory.
He doesn't believe you when you say things. You ended it with him, and then he's texting you with the dog, dangling the dog in front of you. We miss you. That reeks of a toxic trap. This guy is fucking nutcase.
Yeah, and that being said, we're only, of course, only getting one side of the story. So, like, what are you saying back to him? Are you engaging in it? Are you also saying fucked up shit back to him? I mean, there's two parts. Because number one, that's just, like, making it go on longer. And then number two, like, also, it's not going to look good in court. Because, like, text messages you can use as, you know, evidence in court. Just, like, emails stand up in court, too. But, yeah, I mean, again, like, I think this is, like, at this point, you know, like, for, and also first, like, did you ask for the dog back? It doesn't seem like in any part here you actually said, like, this dog was my gift. Like, it says you would try to take her, you know. I don't know how, like, strong your boundaries were, how, you know, how specifically and simply you said, this is my dog, I would like to take care of her, that kind of a thing. But I bet she is scared. And, like, a person like this, yeah, no, I don't trust that they're taking good care of an animal. So,
especially when the animal's a prop for manipulation.
Right. It's a little bit more difficult too, like, you know, than if it was a child to get a dog back, but it certainly is possible. And again, like, I just would need more information to analyze, like, what are the actual imminent dangers here to the dog and to yourself, of course. I love their therapy, but I don't think that every therapist is of equal caliber. And I think some therapists are a little bit too much like, you just have to do what you have to do to feel safe. Like, no, sometimes you have to, like, stand up for yourself and your loved ones. So, yeah, it's not always just like,
you need to put your big girl pants on and you need to get that fucking dog back.
Yeah. And it's also what you guys should be fucking worrying about in therapy is not whether or not, like, you have the strength to get this dog. It's about why you keep getting in these long term toxic relationships. It's how dangerous that is for your psyche and your physical self. That's what you need to be talking about in therapy. You can tell your therapist I said that. You can play this for him or her. I don't give a shit. Because I don't agree with that information.
Yeah. Yeah. I have nothing else to say. You gotta put a pin in it and get over it and get this dog.
And I know this does not matter, but since you sent us pictures, like, you're hot. You don't need to put, not that you should put up with abuse if you're not hot, but, like, it hurts me extra.
Right.
Just, there's something about,
girl,
it.
Girl, you walk in the room and everyone's going to look over their shoulder. That's how good looking you are.
You're a showstopper. And
you need to fucking get over it and realize it, because what a waste of a face, huh?
It's a
body, I could tell.
Can't waste that.
It's amazing because it's like,
you heard it here first, kids.
This is, what did he say?
He goes, can't waste that. Thanks, well, Mike.
It's like,
your self-worth is not equal to your face.
Well, this is why I talk about, in our book, wanting to be smart and funny over being good looking, because it doesn't fucking help you, like, as far as, like, navigating the world.
No, not at all.
You know, you're just like, it just doesn't help at all. This is like, you're in a very, very bad cycle, and I would highly, highly recommend you do not get into another relationship until you figure this the fuck out.
Guys, we're getting into relationships when we still have holes to patch. You gotta patch all your holes, because you're not gonna find what you need to plug your hole in a partner. My God, that's how 80% I feel like of romantic relationships start. I need to forget this part of me. Will you help? And it's two people running away from themselves, and then it's going to implode.
Yeah,
you gotta be whole before you start fucking dating.
And not that you have to be perfect, because obviously that's impossible, and you're always growing and learning.
You got some.
But you have to be in some kind of working order. And
no one else will stand up for you unless you are the person to stand up for yourself. Don't wait for somebody to come along that's going to know your worth, that's going to stand up for you, that's going to make sure you get... No, it's your job. People aren't obliged to respect you, so you fucking tell them how to act. You tell the people in your life what they can and cannot do, how they can and cannot treat you.
Yeah, and also kind of
myself,
like,
here.
Also kind of this behavior of, like, just, like, kind of, like, begging for the men's attention, and, like, just you're saying that you have this utter addiction and attraction to them. Like,
you sound like me 5 years ago.
No, you don't.
Come on.
Dip it in the butt. Like, you just, no. Like, what? I understand what you mean in theory, and I certainly have felt
you have to take
addicted to someone, but, like, it's just not... It's not a real addiction, really. I mean,
it feels like it, but you still have to take personal responsibility, even if it was a real addiction. You have to take personal responsibility. Everyone, even in the throes of a real addiction, can take personal responsibility.
It's
not easy, but you got to do it. It doesn't feel good. That's okay. It's not supposed to feel good.
This is just think of, just think of us making fun of you anytime you're you're picking guys again, because this is not a good situation, girlfriends. You know what is a good situation though? Seeing us live, New Jersey. I'm headlining Bananas in Hasbro Heights February 25th and the 26th. Four shows with Justin Silver featuring. Portland, Oregon. I'm at Helium March 3rd through the 5th, headlining. Baltimore, Maryland, coming at you March 24th through the 26th at Magoobies Comedy Club. I'm going to be headlining, doing an hour, and I'm going to be doing a lot of talking to the audience because I have a whole thing of how I want to format my shows now. And we're going to see. You're going to be my guinea pigs, but it's going to be fun. And then, as always, you can listen to The Voices in Our Heads, my solo podcast. Newest episodes are available only on patreon.com/Christina Hutchinson.
And then Fort Collins, Colorado, April 15th and 16th, I will be headlining the Comedy Fort. Come on out, Colorado. Hopefully I'll have a new hour by then, but we'll see. Not going well right now, got to be honest.
That means you'll have a new hour.
What?
When shit doesn't go well. And you're
stressing. No. I'm saying the joke writing isn't going well. Literally just not inspired at all. But we'll get there. And then Without a Country is my podcast. It's a political podcast, but it's a comedy podcast too. And that's with Shane Smith. And you can listen to that anywhere you listen to podcasts. It comes out on Saturdays. Specifically, the best way I would say to listen to it is on YouTube. If you want to get video action, very nice video, full video on YouTube on the Without a Country channel. And then please rate and review the Guys We Fucked podcast on Apple Podcasts.
Please leave us
a review. You know, some of them have been a little passive aggressive and cunty.
Oh, really?
But that's fine. Honestly, any review will do. I don't even care at this point. Just say whatever say whatever you want to say.
Bad reviews actually help us too, I think.
I don't.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean
visibility.
Say whatever. Some of them, most of them make me laugh. It's funny. Yeah. It's just funny when people go, I'm a huge fan, and then just, you know, tear us apart. But that's fine. You know, honestly, I don't
You look less fat if you didn't have bangs.
I wish it was that nice.
Wow.
I don't care, but we just, it's helpful just to get the flow back because it's been a while since we've had full episodes on Apple. And of course, you want to watch all the free amazing content on YouTube. Again, that's youtube.com/guyswefucked without the U in fucked. We have old episodes of Did That Help? We have two episodes of the incredible Dumb Bitch Woo Hour, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's so fun. It's very
avant-garde.
Yeah, it's experimental. That's a really fun show if you're, you know, some of our weirder fans, and we do pride ourselves on our weirder fans.
Yeah,
and
I love you.
And then, of course, the comedy special comes out February 14th. So check that out. And then we'll also have this video content besides being on our Instagram, which is at Guys We Fucked without the U in Fucked. It's also on TikTok. So just get all the things a rolling. All right.
How are you?
I love the show notes that it says.
Yeah.
Well, I figured we would just talk about the Third Eye Third Eye Blind concert Christina and I went to.
Dude, I'm so glad it was you I went with.
Thank God,
you were available. I'm so happy you were available.
I was like, people always ask me, like, I get invited to like a lot of things I never want to do. And then I saw Christina was looking for someone to go to the Third Eye Blind concert on Twitter. And I was like, this is something I would like to do.
Yo, let me tell you, when I think we all have, if your first relationship was tumultuous, toxic, ended in turmoil and heartache,
what if your first wasn't, but all the others were?
That also counts. You're still in the club. Third Eye Blind self-titled album. I memorized every breath of that album front to back. I listened to it probably more than I'd listened to any album ever in my life. Because the timing, it just so happened that I that album found me when I was in the lowest lows, when I was 16 years old, when I could not articulate how big the pain I was feeling felt. I had Stephen Jenkins to do that for me. And so this past Thursday, I think it was.
Yep.
Corinne and I saw Third Eye Blind, 25 years in the blind, at Irving Plaza. I realized this. So we were talking about their Crystal Baller and their like woo-woo titles. Third Eye Blind is woo-woo. Third Eye Blind.
Yeah, you're blind.
So, yeah,
the chakras are blind.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
Motherfucker have been spiritual the whole time. Stephen Jenkins has been spiritual the whole time.
I would have known that easily had I noticed that he was barefoot for the entire concert.
Yeah, he was. He had good feet.
Honestly,
he was.
He did have nice feet.
Real, and a good hair.
And I was like, I was honestly.
Eat me out, Stephen Jenkins. Like, get in line with Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
It was nice that I didn't know that he had bare feet because that would have actually ruined the concert for me. Yeah. So it was good that I saw that
actually,
after.
I think he took his shoes off after the in between the encore.
That's what
because I don't think he. I think he, I'm pretty sure he had shoes. I know he had shoes when he walked out.
That's what I was thinking because I was like, how the hell did I go a whole concert? I mean, I'm short, so I do miss the shoes a lot.
Yeah,
but
when he was coming out, no, he had shoes.
Because we were like very fucking close.
We were second row.
Yeah, we were standing room, but we were like very, very close.
So close. I snuck a flask in because I was like, I wore exactly what I would wear at 16 years old. Baggy pants and a crop top, a tight crop top. And I fucking snuck a flask of whiskey in and we had got drinks and then we drank drinks and then I drank my whiskey and I just watched him sing songs that I screamed in my Honda Accord when fucked me over. We'll bleep it.
feels good to say it.
I had to say it.
2906.
I was fucking somebody in his college dorm room while I was in high school, believing him. Ugh. So let me tell you, girl who wrote us earlier, I understand the toxic thing, but it came from being raised in a house where I wasn't loved. But you can't just sit there and cry about it. You got to do something about it. You got to stand up for yourself. If you don't stand up for yourself in life, you will be miserable and you'll jump off a building, I promise. And one of the things that Third Eye Blind means so much to me, and I'm so happy we got to see them. I'm so glad it was with you. And this girl was so sweet who was standing in front of us the whole time with a very tall friend who left for the bathroom a couple songs. He still had a couple songs left. And then she saw how much I was crying and she let me like go in front of her so we like switch places real quick. And so I wanted to stick out because I fell in love with Stephen Jenkins for like the 800th time. But like really when you see him, you're like, I will do anything for you within reason. But I was just so smitten with
him.
Keep
in mind also the word on the street is he's not kind of a rotten dude.
Yeah, he's not a nice person.
Allegedly.
But let me tell you something. If a nice person wrote Third Eye Blind self-titled album, I'd be a little disappointed, okay? Okay,
it makes me laugh because we're like, don't you get in this toxic relationship? But I'd fuck the shit out of Stephen Jenkins.
I mean, I'd fuck him. I wouldn't date him, but I would fuck him.
But yeah, I think you would date
him. I probably would, but I change him, so it's fine. No, I'm just kidding.
That's the spirit.
No.
We've learned nothing.
Yeah,
we've learned nothing.
Do as we say, not as we do. Exactly. I can't emphasize that enough.
Cannot emphasize that enough.
Let me tell you something. Your girl has not dated in 2 years because I needed to go, whoa, horsey, let's stop and drink water from the trough and figure out what we're doing wrong, okay? And we're doing a lot of stuff wrong, and that's okay. We're learning and we're growing. That being said, Stephen Jenkins, call me. Anyway, I was trying to make myself stand out because he was looking over at us, but he wasn't looking at me. He mouthed, I love you, to the other girl. And I was like, what the fuck? And so
that was like someone he knew though.
I don't think. No, she was a fan. It was the girl who let me get in front of her.
Oh, I thought it was the tall person.
No, that was her friend who he didn't know either.
Maybe it was like a super,
who was just spreading his love.
That's dangerous. It feels like he's love bombing the audience.
Of course, he's a toxic motherfucker. Of course he is. If he's listening to the lyrics. I was trying to get him to notice me, so I took my flashlight and I shined it on my face. And when the room went dark, I was like, are you afraid of the dark? Fucking telling stories around the campfire, flashlight in my face. And I fucking didn't realize when he went to like shake everybody's hands in our section, I was doing that and he didn't shake mine and I got so sad. And then Corinne told me, and then the girl who let me get in front of her told me, he did give me a look of like, I've never seen that before. And then the bouncer was like, I've been doing this a long time. I had never seen that before. And I was like, holy shit, I'm so unique.
Christina Hutchinson doing something so wild that even security in New York City hasn't seen it before.
Yeah, it didn't do what I wanted it to do, but it got a reaction.
Listen, as someone who saw the look for Stephen Jenkins,
what was the look?
It was. I said the perfect word to describe Stephen Jenkins' look was bemused. So okay. He took a step.
I'm not
back.
As smart if you were Korean. What does that mean?
It's like I use it because it's like it captures a very specific feeling. It's like bemuse, but like to the next level. So amused is just like, to me, just funny. Bemused is like, oh, there's a warmness to
like
it.
Oh, like a hearty chuckle.
No. Bemused is like, it's like there's a warmness.
Okay. He felt loved.
And like a kind of like a charm that you feel while also getting a kick out of it.
Okay, I like that.
That's what
it's flattering, but at the end of the day, it's not going
to
do it.
Yeah, no one wants to fuck their kid's sister. And if you do, you got to go to therapy.
Well, exactly. It makes me laugh because you do constantly have that kid's sister energy.
I got to kill that part of me, man.
And I got to say,
I got to murder it.
And it's also because I looked it up a little bit, there's also like a little confusion in it, because I looked it up and I was like, it's puzzlement and like bewildered. But you know that song, like bewitched, bothered, and bewildered?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like it is like used when you talk about love, you know,
with someone that where it lasts. I don't know, but you know, hey.
But there is like,
you get there how you get there.
Yeah, it was just like he didn't not like. He just was like, I'm gonna step. He like literally stepped back and he was like, I'm gonna take this in. Because I've been playing for a long time, and I've never seen something like this before, and I'm going to put it in the memory box.
Yeah, yeah, and it'll be a memory. Not in the spank bank, but it'll be in the bank. Oh yeah,
his third eye wasn't blind to you, Christina. Because there's a light shining on it.
His third eye went danger, danger, and that's okay. I was taken. I was swept away with. I really my emotions. I was very emotional during that concert. Very, very, very much.
It was a good concert.
I forgot where I was half the time.
And it was a special concert because they only did this concert at the Troubadour in LA and at Irving Plaza in New York. So it only happened two times.
They're going on tour this
summer. For 25 years tour, a different tour,
different tour.
Yeah, and so like this,
you know
I
how they're like deadheads.
Yes,
I think maybe a third eye head.
Oh boy! Okay. Yeah, get a tattoo right here.
I might. I was thinking about it.
Please do not do that.
A temporary one.
Well, I think it's like,
I'm not going to do that. But
I love the idea. I love that the concert was so special, and it only happened like two times, or exactly two times, and mm-hmm. that it's always nice to see a concert with people who really love that band. Oh. It's such a different experience, and I gotta say, I was standing there.
Fantastic.
And I don't go to a lot of concerts anymore because I have that weird feeling where I can feel everyone else's energy, and I have to figure out how to stop that. But I have to say, it was like probably the most pleasant concert experience I've ever had as far as like who we were at the concert with, because I gotta say that Kesha concert energy is
thumbs down.
Rough.
Yep.
It is not uplifting. It's suicide.
It's a bunch of people.
There.
It's a bunch of people that need to be talked off the ledge. Exactly.
Oh my god. What it is.
Minus all the 30-year-olds.
And like I understand like Kesha, especially she has like a very like, she's very queer friendly, and I think, and it's young, and there's a lot. I'm sure there's a lot of like people who feel misunderstood and stigmas on them and all this kind of stuff. And I can't imagine what those people were going through, but I can't be feeling that at a concert. Yeah. I cannot have that on me.
So you know what I did before the concert when I was on the Uber on the way there? I put bubbles over us. Like I put like bubbles of protection over us because I was like, Third Eye Blind's a really emotional band and I know it's cold out and I feel like Grant and I got a lot going on. We need to be protected.
You gotta go.
Yeah. My mom did text me right before it happened.
That was odd.
And I didn't let it ruin the concert. It was paragraphs and I go, Nance, we ain't doing that today. Yeah. We'll do it tomorrow.
She sensed you were going to have joy. So she's like, I need to step in.
No.
Seems like a case for me.
Not on my watch. Oh, boy.
And also, we were next to a wall, so I was happy.
Yeah.
So I only had to be next to 50% of the people that I normally would have to be against. I was like, truly like,
yeah.
Because I wanted to be close because I know Christina wanted to be close. But then when I saw this wall, I was like, wow, this is truly the best of both worlds.
God is a woman and she put us by that wall.
Ugh. Love a wall.
Yeah.
Love
so that was incredible. That was just I relived the emotions, the really intense emotions that I didn't yet have words for when I was 16. It was beautiful.
Right.
And as a 33-year-old woman, I'm very proud of how far I've come. Oh boy. Now next topic.
Oh, but yeah. Oh, then just to put a button on it. It really was kind of like living proof of like of the saying like things get, you know, it gets better, which is like kind of jokey.
Yep.
But I feel like because it's everyone real. At a Third Eye Blind concert by now is like in their 30s. That's why the energy in the room felt a lot better because we didn't have that toxic 20-something energy. I know your titties are nice. But believe me.
But your heart and brain ain't.
There's
yet,
surgery
okay?
to fix that when your mind's in order. Like
ain't nothing like a peace of mind, my friend.
God, it was.
You gotta wait for that, boys and girls.
Freeing. Just a lot of like people who didn't age well and got married, but like the energy was soft. It was nice. I don't care. I don't give a shit.
Oh, I loved it. I felt like I was home. I felt like I was in Pennsylvania. Mm-mm. I was felt like I was in the suburbs of Philly at a high school reunion.
Yeah.
Woo!
It was lovely.
Okay, so I don't know how. I didn't look this up yet. I figured, just pose it to the group or to Corinne, because this is a lady problem, Mike.
Okay.
You know when you put a tampon in at the end of your period, and this is an Eliza Schlesinger bit that I'm going to do, and you put it in, but you take it out too early, and it goes, because it's dry.
Because it's dry. Okay.
Yeah. And then you go, well, that wasn't the whole tampon.
Okay, I gotta be honest, this has never happened to me.
You're missing tampon?
Kidding me?
But the thing is,
parts of it.
At the end of my period, when it gets when it gets light, I just I like free bleed onto like a panty liner. Because right. Well, I don't because I as soon as I can go without having something inside me, because right. I still don't, even though I now know how to use a tampon, thank you.
Oh,
I still don't feel like they're good for you.
No,
I
just don't. It feels wrong.
I just don't.
It feels wrong when they use them.
Just like logically, I didn't read an article. I didn't. No, nope. You know, I'm just
going
like,
off of feeling.
Just
Chad.
Like you, like just
can't fact check that.
Corking a human body doesn't.
Probably
it just
not the best.
Can't be good.
Yeah,
just can't be good.
Yeah.
So, but I refuse to. And if one more person even thinks of messaging me about a diva cup, I will block you. That's how anti. Stop it. Stop it.
This is just one of those conversations. Like,
do you know what a diva cup is, Michael?
No, I have no
a diva
idea.
Cup is a plastic cup that you reuse. You boil it in a pot of water, but not when you cook pasta in. My old roommate. Come on, that's
and it
rude.
Catches
it's
your blood.
It's a thimble
and
it, that catches
and it
your
catches
blood.
Catches your blood, and you take it out at the end of the day, at the end of a long, hard day of blood.
It's eco friendly.
There will be blood. In this toilet and all over my fucking
and
walls
and,
or whatever.
Yeah.
And then every and when
sorry
I really
if you're a ballerina and you're good at taking it out, but
when I really
I'm not.
Interrogate people on the Diva Cup, everyone
no
has
it.
A splashback
no
story,
it.
And one splashback
no
one story
it.
Is enough for yeah. me. No, thank you.
This is like some shit in my household growing up because I grew up with two sisters. Where like if this problem came up, my dad would just be like downstairs, Barbara. Marissa needs you.
Yeah,
I don't know how to answer this question.
Got a vagina issue.
When I got my period, my mother was living in a car. So I didn't really have much help. Anyway, yeah. I don't. Okay, so the whole tampons did not come out. It was just part of it. And it like, because it broke off like a napkin. Like you dab a napkin in water and then you smear it across the table. Part of it breaks off, right?
Are you using organic?
Uh-huh.
That's why they're not as they're I mean they're not as they don't hold
so
up.
So how do I get the rest of it off? Well, is it going to come out naturally?
The good news is
fingers crossed.
Less I'm less concerned because that it's stuck in you because it's organic. But I mean like how like can you show me with your fingers how big of a piece is left in there?
It's like I mean who knows? I mean I just saw a tour.
But I know. But like you like so take one of the wrap tampons and compare it to the one
like
that you put.
Like an eighth. I just feel like that's foreign. That's just like
yeah,
in
no,
there.
It's not. I mean, it's not good. But I think basically,
the vagina's
it'll
self-cleaning.
It'll sop it like with your natural lubricant will sop it up and it'll.
Oh, I got a lot
and it'll
of
be
natural
expelled.
Lubricant.
But like
Stephen Jenkins,
it does. It does need to come out. Yeah. It needs to come out.
Right.
I would assume,
fish
it must
out,
come
huh?
out.
Well, can
so
you,
I got,
can
I
you
just
still
gotta do a
feel
mirror.
It?
It's such a little amount that I don't know that I would
definitely
feel it.
Definitely stick your finger up
I just
there.
Got my nails done, too.
Well, that's not going to do anything to your nails.
I guess not.
Just whoosh it around. You just, yeah. I would try. I would go fishing for some tampon.
Because I know I'm not going to douche, but like,
go
couldn't
fish.
You like douche with water? Just rinse it out.
Yeah, I mean,
because I don't have a removable shower head.
Yeah.
So I got to fucking get on my fucking back. What, I got to get on my upper back and put my, I mean, this is too much work.
I'm worried that that might push it back further, but at least, or it would make it wet and make it push out. I'm sure someone's been through this before.
Yeah.
But
sorry about last night's show.
That's why the organic ones are definitely more breakable.
Okay.
Even though they are so much better of an option because if you have the micro tearing and stuff,
you
want to use organic. Yeah. But yeah, that is the.
And I'm like, should I not do my Kegels? Is it going to push it back up in there? Because I've been doing Kegels, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You probably, I mean, I feel
I
like.
I got nothing else to do.
Well, I feel like sex is going to be painful at this point.
Oh, yeah, because my vagina is so tight because
well,
it's not been ventured in a while,
Stephen
Jenkins. Oof. Oh, wow. I don't like saying that in a sexual way. That first name? Nope. Nope. It's A-N, though. That helps mentally.
You know what? After I left the concert, I remembered who Stephen Jenkins dated for a long time.
Charlize.
Vanessa Carlton.
Oh.
I have a chance.
Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember
there
that.
Was, and there was an that. Episode, I think, of Cribs where he had a plaster.
Oh, I won't sing it, Chad, but I want to so bad.
A plaster thing of her body hanging in his apart. I knew Christina was fucking love
yes,
that.
Oh, yes, you dirty little freak.
Psychotic.
Let's go, baby.
Yeah. Sounds like a cool guy.
No, nothing says I control you like having a fucking Madame Tussauds.
Don't be a dumb bitch.
And also,
dump that toxic dick.
It was only her body. It was only her body, not her face. So if that doesn't show you what his thoughts are, I mean, it would actually be very weird if her face was like
his
an art
arms.
Piece,
but
yeah, because that's
were
what
big.
The original thing's not weird, I guess.
I gotta say, when a guy has the side muscles of his arms stick out, I'm just like, finger me until I pass out.
He did have very nice
arms. Christ,
had those guitarist arms.
I hate when the guy has arms like that. I don't even care what your fucking face looks like. And then you got a face like that and you sing like that and you're a poet of our time?
He's kind of like a rough Jeremy Renner type face.
Oh, I think Jeremy Renner's so sexy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Another toxic person. Allegedly.
Oh, really?
Is yeah. It? Oh, yeah. There's court documents for that one.
Sue me, Chad. You can't because it's in the papers. Yeah. How are you?
No, I was just thinking about Dan Burns' guitar arm muscles. Then I was like, when you pointed out the arm muscles, I was like, I know someone with those arm muscles.
Lick them.
Haven't mentioned him in a while, so you know.
Yeah.
Shout out everybody.
Yeah.
I feel like that's all. Oh, this is you mentioned jumping off a roof before, and
I did because I wanted to so many times,
yeah.
But I haven't.
Well, someone did jump off a roof yesterday. It's actually quite sad.
That's not good.
Yeah. Well, that's why I wanted to.
Why are people suicide, man?
Well, January is number one suicide. January. It's a hot time for suicide. That's why I literally used to have a joke about don't commit suicide during January because it's hack.
Hacky. Yeah.
And,
you said that to me when. Yeah.
That's funny.
I heard that.
I used that in my suicide prevention course with Mike.
Yes.
Listen, I've, you know, come to me. It's just so funny. Come
Corinne
to me.
Corinne will save your life.
I seem like the least likely candidate to talk you out of jumping off a roof. But
Corinne
actually,
Corinne has talked me out of suicide a few times and successfully so. It didn't take her long.
Yeah. And I really do feel like roasting is a good approach to it.
Absolutely is.
But it's super sad. I was like, I fucking like this is also why I had a terrible night's sleep because I was just like, I like to read really sad stories before I go to bed and then cry.
Oh my god.
And former Miss USA Chesley.
I
guess
her.
It's Chris. Do you say it? She. 30 years old, jumped off the roof of her Manhattan building.
Oh.
And I think this is like, just because we jokingly talk about like being hot and like that making you have no problems, obviously like not true.
Yeah.
But I went back, like looked at her, looked through her Instagram. I kind of knew who she was from Winning, but like I wasn't like super familiar. I was like, heavily following her work. She had become a correspondent. And was, had interviews with a lot of famous people, Lady Gaga, all this stuff. And it just seems like, living the absolute coolest life. Her energy in the interviews, she had just interviewed Denzel Washington. She has like this electric energy. One of the most gorgeous humans I've ever seen in my life. And so it really was like a reminder that like you can hide fucking pain so well if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess that's like, especially in this internet-based world that we live in, I think everyone assumes like if you have a good job and you're gorgeous, like what more could you want?
Oh,
and
that doesn't mean
and
shit.
A lot of people like will leave comments like that, like as if beautiful, successful people can't be sad. And I know there's
yes,
I get
can.
It. There's something about it that like can feel annoying if you're not okay with you. But I think it's just like just a reminder that just because someone seems to have it all doesn't mean that they're not suffering, and certainly doesn't mean that they can take more than somebody else. And she had like literally it was actually kind of creepy because she had a smile on her face in everything, like the biggest smile, just like because sometimes I look at him like
she wanted to be happy.
Could I see through, like Anthony Bourdain, you could see his pain, but a lot of people you can't see their pain. And just a reminder to treat people with a lot of empathy, and you just get the toxic shit off the internet. Like if you don't Bambi rule, like if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. It's just like kind of not necessary. The amount of like toxic comments I see online, and this is not like, I'm not saying this is why she took her own life, it has nothing to do with it, but I think
add to the garbage of the internet.
And that's the only way that we know a lot of people like this is from online. And it also made me think
Ames got bullied into suicide.
It happens absolutely all the time. So like your words do have meaning, and it's just like why before you leave a comment, be like, do I need to say this? Is this important? Am I saying this because this person absolutely needs to know this? Or is it because I feel like shit and I'm bored? Like,
yep.
People aren't like your playthings. It's not a TV show that you flick on when you're bored. It's like a real human being behind there.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, one thing that we all have in common is we want to be loved. And so you're never meant to kill yourself. It's not, that's never... No, that's not the path. So if you're somebody who thinks about it, as somebody who thinks about suicides from time to time, because I get super fucking depressed and sad, talking about it really helps to a friend. I'm lucky to have comedian friends that I could talk to and they can roast me about it. For me, that fucking helps. But talk about it. If you're sad, you're not burdening anybody if you want to talk about it. I promise. And you're never meant to kill yourself. That's not the path for you. That's not the way your life is supposed to end. It's not. You're meant to endure this pain because you are meant to see the other side of it, because I promise you it gets better.
Yeah. And her last post on Instagram, which was like right before she took her own life, was interesting because she has this like beautiful picture of herself. And then she said, "May this day bring you rest and peace." And everyone was kind of like, obviously she's talking to herself in this post. And so I guess I hope that you do have peace now wherever you are. But super sad. And I just wanted to mention, it seems not appropriate to not at least bring it up.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Talk about it, guys. You're not meant to bear the weight by yourself.
Yes. All right. Today's guest, she is a stand-up comedian and actor. She is co-writer of the trivia game Latin Card Revoked. You can see her work and writing for Vice, E! Fashion Police, and HBO. Please welcome to the show, Gloralice Mora.
I've got a special date tonight. Just right, 'cause it's my last chance. You see, tomorrow he moves to Italy. So I got my favorite scarf and I got my favorite hat. Got all my jewelry, did my makeup like a cat. I got my favorite bra and I got my favorite tee. Oh shit, I see there's blood on my panties. What the fuck? Cancel would just be rude, but shit, he's just a dude, and there's no way he'd be that down.
We are here with Gloralice Mora.
Hi.
So happy to have you.
Thank you for having me. I needed to be here today because I would have been crying at home if I wasn't.
That's good. We keep you here in the right place. We'll watch you. We'll babysit you.
Yeah, for an hour, and then I'll go home and cry again.
We got therapy. I cry all the time.
Okay,
I'm a double Pisces.
Bitch, I was about to ask, are you a Pisces moon?
Yes.
I have a Pisces moon.
Oh.
I'm guessing you don't have one.
I don't have a Pisces moon.
You're like, bitch, I don't give a fuck.
No. I cry a lot.
Me too.
I feel it.
It's annoying.
I'm
tired of it.
Gets in the way. Gets in the way.
Because I'm a Gemini, so I'm supposed to not give a fuck about shit. I'm fun.
Oh, so those two sides are pulled.
It's a lot, girl.
Ooh.
It's too much. So people are like, bitch, you're supposed to be fun. Why are you crying? And I ruined the vibe real bad, too.
What? Oh, me too. I don't hide how I feel at all. Yeah. I'll try. I'll think I'm doing it, but I'm not. And everyone's like, this is uncomfortable. We can tell you're upset. You want to talk about it?
Right.
Like, no.
Right. Do you write like long paragraph texts?
No, because my mom does that and that's triggering.
Okay,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I
still haven't graduated from that. I'm still writing soliloquies through iMessage.
That's good. Well, good. Long paragraph text is better than the bombardment of one line.
One line.
That's a crazy person. If you do that, don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Mike's raising his hand.
Yeah, he's like,
so what's
that's
going
me.
On?
Nothing. You know, I started 2022, like we all did.
Yeah.
It's going great. I've been doing my stand up. And I'm just going through this is stupid as heartbreak. But other than that, life is great.
Like heartbreak sucks, man. Yeah. It's one of the worst feelings in the world.
But last time I saw Corinne, I was still going through this shit.
Yeah, that was like several months ago.
It was like November.
Yeah. Same heartache.
I mean,
same
I can't talk. I'll be sad about things for years.
Yeah.
But did you go back to the person or are you still sad over it?
I did 30-day no contact. I'm one of them bitches that read the blogs, like 30 days.
Okay. Which blog specifically said that?
A bunch of them. They'll be like 30-day no contact. He'll be
it's
back.
It's worth a shot.
Right.
Oh, he'll be back?
Yeah, that's what he said. So,
so you did want to lure back.
I want him back. I love this man.
Yeah, the thing is, though, when you don't talk to them and then they're like, all right, see ya. You're like, okay.
Right. I was like,
wait, you're supposed to
call me back. So yeah, we've been in touch. We're the thing is that we're really
right, we've been in touch.
We're just like, we brought this dumb bitch on the podcast. Oh,
I will go. I will stoop. I will. Right. I will swallow. I will swallow my pride so hard. If I'm, there's a certain level lane of thirst.
Yeah, I think,
but you guys know that makes you less attractive 100%. To men.
100%.
I wish that. It would stop me. I just wanted to confirm. Right. No, it's not hot.
No, I'm going to stop. Today's my last day.
It always is. It always is. It always is.
No, because this is the thing. I'm trying to give him the opportunity because when
be a better person.
No, I'm just saying when I move on. I'm telling
you. That's a Pisces for you,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, like, I know people don't believe me. Corinna's like, bitch, I heard this shit.
You're like, warning message, warning gunshot,
but
warning.
But it's part of the reason
he's not paying attention.
It's right. Part, once you're dead to me, you're dead to me.
Yeah.
That's part of the reason why I hang on so much, because I'm like, are you sure but you want to be dead to me? Because you're going to be dead to me forever.
That's what I'm telling you. When I'm done, I cut family members off.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
like,
me too.
Yeah, like, I'm like, I don't, if you're not in my life, you're not in my life. Mm-hmm. But if you're in, like, I will love the shit out of you. You are protected. You are cherished.
I'll
but,
defend your honor.
Yeah, like, if you're not in it, I just don't even think about you. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yep. You're off the rotation forever. Like,
so yeah, bitch, this is crazy.
What if is intoxicating? You know? Yeah,
I know. That's what my therapist said. She said, girl, just close a chapter today. Close the chapter.
That's an honest therapist.
She said, it's
most
gonna be
therapists
fine.
Are like, oh, what do you still need to heal from?
Right.
Your therapist is like, stop.
She's tired. Everybody's tired.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. You ladies are, this is new to you. Not that new to Corinne.
Not me.
She's like, bitch, I gave you a TED talk. Like, get over it.
Well, the thing is, like, sometimes, well, I gave her the guy winch.
It's a good one. She gave me that one too.
It was helpful.
I'm like, I remind myself of why you're not good for
me. Did you make your list in your phone?
My list of why I don't like him?
Of reasons that he's not good for you.
It's not reasons that you don't like him. We know you like him.
No. I made a list and I chose to ignore it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go back to the list. I'm going to write it out again and make that list. I have to. You have to make the pros and cons.
So is there anything from the list that you can share with us?
Oh, you're asking for tea. Okay.
So what's the deal? Set us up here. What kind of situation are we talking about?
Well, the thing is,
date him, you're not really.
So not really. I'm gonna be honest with you. And that's why it's harder.
You hit that part for me.
Right. See, I told you.
I have too.
So I would have also hit that part.
I like to omit. It was such a quick conversation. I couldn't tell you everything. But okay, we met during the pandemic. Uh-huh. We're already setting up for failure, right? Boom. And you know,
maybe not though.
Right, but if you met someone during the pandemic, that's a different type of relationship. Because
yeah.
you were
it's one out of desperation.
No other options.
I mean, I always have options. Yeah. I just never want them. I never want the guys that like me, you know?
No.
But so I guess I'm gonna have to pull into that book now. But right. But we met, I just feel like I'm a really complex person. I'm annoying. That's all of us. No, I'm just really, I'm a lot. I know that I'm a lot. I'm very self-aware. So I like to be very careful about who I bring into my life because I don't want to scare any more people away. I've done enough.
So, I really relate to that.
Right. So I'm like, okay, this person seems to like really like me for who I really am.
Your smile.
No, I'm just saying, but I'm just like, I thought he really like for who I was. Like, I'm.
What gave you that impression?
Who I really
am.
Well,
the fact that the.
What memories do you replay of like, yeah, these were the good times.
We went on a trip together.
Mm. Where?
We went to Puerto Rico.
Oh, okay. So a big trip.
Yeah, I can't say too much because I know it's going to be public, so I can't have other people put in the clues together. But we went on a vacation together.
That's nice.
I met his family.
But you weren't dating him? Officially?
Were you official? We were just like hanging out.
Were you official?
No.
You were chilling. Yeah.
We're hanging out. Maybe that's what, is that where I went wrong? I should have just waited.
Don't get on a plane until it's official. Yeah. You cannot get on a, that's it. That, and I've made that mistake before. I was actually berating myself for this last night. You do not get on a plane unless you have a title. That is the rule.
So when did you get on a plane without a title?
Colorado.
Wait, who did you go with? Bitch, come
on. And I knew it was a bad move.
Right.
I was getting on the plane and I was like,
you didn't have a title.
I had 9/11 vibes.
Yeah. You're 9/11.
Yep.
Vacation when you're not dating, man. I've done that. It's so fun.
Damn. But what if you want to go on multiple? Because I was going to have a whole phase and go on like multiple vacations.
With the same guy?
No, different guy. Girl. Yeah, okay. No. This is me getting over it.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Is he paying or are you paying or are you splitting?
Well, it's a pen.
You can get on a plane if he's paying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, but I don't know. I haven't met this man yet. I was going to just go. Right, I'm just going. I'm going to go on. I'm not playing. I was going to go on Hinge and then start dating and be like, dude, let's go on a trip.
You don't even believe it.
I mean,
this is is the start. This is not a true crime podcast, right. Corey. You're gonna end up dead.
No, no, I don't think good. So.
So this guy dead, so you're currently trying to get over somebody, trying to unstick them from you.
But
basically,
we're at the end. It's like he's told me everything he could tell me.
Why didn't it work out? Like, what's stopping it from happening?
He's just not ready.
Yeah,
he doesn't
want it. Though.
I don't think he does.
Yeah.
But I also, like, being someone, when you're with someone, you know all their intimate parts. And I'm like, I can agree that he's
not in a good shape for a relationship.
Like, I knew that he wasn't ready. And I wasn't ready when I first met him. But, you know, as women, like,
we'll get ready.
I'm like, you know what?
I'll be ready tomorrow.
Right. When's the next time I'll actually meet my soulmate? I can make this work. But men, they don't do that shit. They be like, well, like I said.
They tell you who they are.
Yeah.
And they mean it.
But this is the thing that's conflict. I don't know. The Pisces moon shit. For me, it's like, is this who you are now or forever? That's what I'm kind of like. Because when people be like,
you say that.
Yeah. I'm like, so is this who you're going to be forever? Because I don't know. Am I delusional? I'm delusional.
No, it's what it is.
Not delusional. No.
Not delusional at all. It's just you have to have high standards right off the bat. That's what I learned. I haven't tried it yet, so I can't tell you from experience.
Yeah.
But I know somebody who has done it, and it's worked out pretty well for her.
Is it Corinne?
It's Corinne.
Because you bought what's up, yes.
Yeah. I mean, also, listen, my track record is far from clean.
Okay.
But you have a track record.
I do have a track record.
That's good.
Well, my new thing is I just really go through boyfriends fast.
Right.
But that's awesome. Because I kind of learned what I'm looking for. And so I used to be very hesitant or like get in a relationship and stay in it for a long time. But now I just really go through them fast.
And you know, Corinne, I'm going to tell you that right now.
Yeah.
I knew when I should have. We always know that's the day I should have left. I knew I should have left. On December 28th, 2021.
Yeah.
What year
is this?
Oh, wait, that's only a few weeks ago. No, 2020. Oh, sorry, 2020.
Okay, yeah. so now we're in 2022.
Right. A little over a year.
So now it's like I lost all, like, it's not his fault at all because I participated
never
in this.
Never is.
But, right, but, he has some fault. I'm saying, like, this regret, like, I was thinking about moving to LA. I feel like I've gained a lot of weight. I feel like I'm in this apartment that I don't really, really love that much.
Mm.
So I'm like, I almost wonder what would have happened if I would have just left.
Right.
And
stayed primarily because of him?
I just, first of all, finding an apartment is a lot of work. So I had found something. I was already like, I was staying in a hotel. It was a pandemic. So I was staying between hotels. I was like, I just need to pick a place and I need to pick it now because I'm running through all my money.
Yeah.
So I picked an apartment and part of me is like, if he wasn't around in that, because, you know, we make decisions by who's around our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, if he wasn't around, I wonder what decisions I would have made.
Yeah.
So I'm not blaming him at all. But that's what happens when you fall in love. You start.
Yeah.
You don't really make raw, like, oh, this is definitely for me, for sure, you know?
Yep.
And I was in this beautiful place.
Right.
Oh. I've been doing stand-up for a few years, and the first 2 years, I was completely single, and it was one of the best. Like, yeah, I was lonely some days, but I didn't have any distractions. I was just, like, working. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, you know, I don't really feel like leaving. I don't need to take this show. Like, that's what happens when you're in love. You start doing stupid shit like that. Like, bitch, no. So in conclusion, I should have left. I knew I should have left.
You know what? Right. Let's stop by right. In conclusion, I should have left. And everyone needs to listen. Have that playing in your brain.
No? That's it. No, I should have left. But it's so hard when you think, I feel like this person is my soulmate. And I know, bitch.
Have you said that to him outright? You're my soulmate. Have you said that word to him?
I know you're about to say that was stupid. But
No. Yeah, have you discussed that?
Yeah, like we've talked about like the fact
what that. What does he say?
But yeah,
at one point. Like he also saw us having kids together and doing stuff, but
oh,
he's
shit.
Just not ready.
But did he use the word soulmate?
I don't think he didn't use the word soulmate, but he said that he loved me the most out of everyone he's ever loved.
That's a good thing.
What's his track record like?
What do you mean, bitch? I don't. Well, fuck
how many
bitches.
How many does he love? Like how? Like,
I mean, he's not a real he's not like a hoe guy. Like a guy that's just out here. Like he's a really good person. I'm not even trying to like defend him so that when I get back together with him.
The magic question always is that I always have the hardest time with, when do I give up?
Oh, today. I give up today.
Oh, yeah.
We were supposed to have lunch this week, but I'm like, should I?
That doesn't sound like
you
gave up today. It sounds like you might have lunch this week.
But
it's like when you quit. I quit smoking, but you can't, like those moments where something bad happens and shit hits the fan. You're like, oh, I want a cigarette. Those are the moments where you don't smoke, right?
Right.
So it's the moments where you want to so badly. Those are going to happen, but you got to say no. So the brunch and the he's right there. It's so convenient. But I mean, those are the moments you gotta go.
This is my thought process. If it's the last, because the thing is that if you're really out of my life, I'm not gonna see you again. Like you,
right?
Men, like men think that.
I like how you keep leaving. Like this is. I just imagine you in the apartment with this guy. Like, okay, I'm leaving now.
That's exactly.
Like I'm really
but like right
I'm
now
leaving.
Though.
Like, yeah. Right,
I'm gonna go.
I'm leaving. You won't see me anymore. And he's just like watching TV.
No, I mean he cares. He's not gonna do that. But it's. I definitely do make announcements like this. This is, I'm leaving. This is me leaving.
Yeah.
And he's like,
MTA conductor over right.
And he goes, what does he say?
I mean, he's just.
So he should fight for you. That's how you saying. Know. That's how you know.
I know. Yeah, he's not hard. Really it's... fighting right now.
But yeah, you said, how do you know when you should give up? And you should give up when the person is not reciprocating on the same level.
You should give up if you're asking yourself if you should give up.
No, yeah.
I think that's
no,
really
what the at the moment you come on a podcast and talk to other people about it, you should give up.
Honestly, I'm piecing this together out loud too. This is helping me.
No, you know, that's what this is for, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm good, like, when I don't... I just got too involved. And I think that's the... Because now you have too many of my feelings. I should have left earlier because at the three-month mark, you can be like, okay, this was just an L that I took. Yeah. Like, you said you go through the boyfriend's fast. It's like, okay, like, this didn't work out. I don't take anything personally. But after you're with somebody for, like, a year and you're back and forth, it's like, okay, well, I invested, like... It's my fault. It's my fault. It's just
well,
my
also,
fault.
Too, it's like, you... If you want a commitment, go after what you want.
But that's the thing. Like, I don't want a commitment... from anybody but him. Like, I'm fine being by myself. I know that sounds kind of like an oxymoron.
I know, like, but like, would you take half-ass from him?
No, I want him to come all the way. And that's why he's when I tell you that he sat down and had this conversation with me 20 times.
And he's clearly saying no.
Yeah, but he's saying, like, it's not about you. It's that I cannot even show up for myself.
Mm-hmm. Which he might tell the truth.
And I want to, and the thing is that as a smart woman, I'm a college educated woman, one of the best comedians in the entire world. I understand this in a mental level.
Yeah.
But my heart is like, okay, but I'm your soulmate. So,
right.
And
right.
It's like, but I get it. Like, if it was, I'm
but it's
to,
like, love doesn't wait for people. Right. Love is now.
And then you start reading these quotes like, oh, bad timing means the wrong timing forever. And all this stupid Oprah shit that she'd be putting out there. Or like anybody.
I like the, if it's meant to be, it'll come back. It'll happen.
And I believe that, but I feel like I pushed him away now with all my paragraphs.
Oh. But he's, oh, you sent him the paragraphs.
Baby, I sent a lot of paragraphs.
Did he write back?
We just talk on the phone all the time. He's like, I'm going to just pick up the phone.
Yeah. Have you ever pulled away? You did for 30 days.
I did for 30, those 30. But this
did
is,
you tell him you were going to pull away?
Yeah, I did.
Oh. You can't do it. You got to just do it.
I'm not the strongest bitch. I'm not. And I was like, I'm going to block you now. Fight for me. Send me an email. Fight for me.
I know. And then they're like, huh? Oh, sorry. I didn't read your text until now.
Right.
You're like, but, oh, and well, then like when 30 days was up, you texted him immediately after?
Absolutely, bitch. You're
30 days is up. And he was like, right on schedule.
I'm dead. No, the truth is that I have to leave. And that's just what I have to do.
Yeah, I mean, because I think unlike a lot of the other stories we hear on this show, like he is being kind to you by,
he's so kind.
By telling you, I am not ready.
Yeah. No, he.
This
I know,
is not happening.
No.
And for men.
And it's like, you say that.
I think for men more than women, and I think this is also why we're behind, is because men, it really is so much more about timing. I do feel like, and this is kind of like upsetting, like men, when they're ready to find someone, it's whatever bitch is in the vicinity.
I literally have
and
a joke.
And I really believe that.
Right.
That's so true. That's why I'm always trying to be around.
Bitch, me too. You don't see me trying to come back after 30 days. I'm still here.
I can't work with this.
No, but I'm gonna say
something. It's like when you wait outside the movie theater.
But
you wait outside
around.
When they're ready. It's not always around.
That was to catch someone doing some shady shit. That wasn't because I want to be like, here I am.
I'm just trying to catch someone doing the right shit.
That's
no,
really
but the,
funny.
The thing is that I also hear that if you're the woman that stays through like his trying to find himself,
it's
face,
not good. He's gonna leave for somebody else because he's gonna be all good and he's gonna use the skills he learned from you on some other bitch.
Right.
And that's not. Yeah, that's not gonna
suck
sit
you
well
dry and then move on to someone fresh.
Right. Exactly.
Who doesn't have age on their face from helping a man.
Right.
Who isn't grayed out yet from all the trauma that he put her through.
The thing is that men be taking up a lot of emotional labor. Like it's crazy.
Correct. For free.
Yeah, and we have that ability to multitask because I'm still like focusing on my dreams and doing shit, but it's like. Yeah, I am a little tired. But
yeah, like, I know. Yeah.
Like, so, and I think he acknowledges it now that he has been, like, you can't, we try to be friends, but it's like, we're still showing up the same way for each other. So it's like, maybe we do need to, like, go a significant amount of time without talking. But then I'm afraid, what if he dates somebody else?
I know. Well,
he will.
Here's the thing.
Corinne,
But that's good. You want them to hopefully date someone else and miss you.
Yes.
Like I feel like if the
nobody's as good as you.
Yeah.
So go out there, get whatever pussy you want.
I truly believe the fastest way to get someone to miss you is to have them date someone else. Because that's when I most miss someone. Like I won't miss someone and then I'll date someone else who kind of pales in comparison. And that's when I really miss them. Yeah. I think that's the key. You just have to confidently let go and truly just, you know, and you're talking about astrology and all these things. So you have so much faith in the universe in some ways.
Do the pattern app.
I'm saying you have so much faith in the universe in some ways, but like in the way that it's like working in real time and tangible, you're ignoring exactly what the universe is telling you, and you're trying to look at your moon and rising, and it's like, what?
I think she's dragging both of us right now.
I think her honesty is real.
I want to let you know, Kermit, you're not the first one to tell me that shit.
Let me tell you something. We were in LA a couple times ago. I've told the story a couple times, right. but it bears repeating just so you get a real clear picture here. I was a guy that I met when I was 19, and he was like older. He was like on a TV show and blah blah blah. And I was like, oh my god, he likes me. He didn't like me. I was 19 and he wanted to fuck. And
he liked that pussy.
Uh-huh, I'm dead.
And then it went on for years, and I was obsessed with him. But I was like, he'll come around, and he never did. And then we were in LA years later. I'd already gotten out of a serious relationship, whatever. And he was kind of dicking me around like he normally did. And
I'm like, yeah, what's the plot twist here?
And I'm at our Airbnb with Corinne, and I'm like, Corinne, we were gonna hang out tonight, and I'm asking him like, so what's good? And he's not texting me back. He just said earlier, and so she takes my phone, texts, welp, guess I'll go fuck myself, sends it to
oh
him.
Oh my god.
Sends it to him. He calls right away. And I was like, you bitch.
And I was, that's the
that
key.
We got to change the tone. Well, you got to change the narrative. You got to take the power back.
No, see, being a bitch. Okay, so as someone who's always a bitch, I will actually say it's about changing the pattern.
Yes.
So for me, if I want something because I'm always a bitch, I have to be nice.
Yeah.
But you guys are always nice. So when so you really want something, you have to. But like, you have to be firm.
Yeah.
Is what it is. You have to be firm, and you have to say I'm not taking this anymore. But
you know,
then you
parent,
have to follow through.
You know when you can walk all over a parent, or you know when you can walk all over a substitute teacher. And but there's some substitute, like that's the best example I can think of. There's some
I'm a substitute teacher.
Oh, you are?
No, I'm just saying, like to him.
Well, no, you're the one that he could walk all over, change the narrative, and be the one that he can't fuck with.
Yeah,
he's not getting it from you.
Right. I just want to say he's not walking all over me. Like, I'm a little bit soft, and I'm not getting what I want. But he's not over here like walking. He is walking a little bit, but not all over.
Yeah. But change that. And I, you know, if it's meant to be, it'll happen.
No, I know what's gonna happen. I've been here before.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
So this is a pattern. This is a pattern. Are you a therapist, bitch?
No, I mean, kind of.
It's a little bit of
dating. We've been to a lot of therapy.
Right. It's a little bit of a dating pattern when like I'll be so invested in someone and then I give it my all and they like they're not ready. And then I move on, and then they're like hounding me, like, I want to be with you, I want to be with you, I want to be with you. And I'm like, no, are you crazy?
And you've already moved on.
Yeah, like I have an ex from like 10 years, my first college boyfriend, he every day, hey, how's comedy?
Every
day. If you don't leave me the fuck alone, go buy merch and leave me alone.
You were with him for how long?
Oh, we were together for like a year, but when I tell you that man dragged me through the mud, like it was crazy. Like
What happened?
It was kind of abusive. It was a lot. He suffocated me. It's a whole story.
Oh, emotionally abusive? Yeah.
And that's
he physically suffocated you?
Yeah, like it was crazy.
Oh,
and
shit.
But we moved on from that. It's fine. I talk about it in my comedy now. I feel old. But the thing is that I think, and maybe you can speak to this, like I'm so used to like, I don't want to say I'm so used to being abused, but I'm so used to taking advantage of.
Right.
That it's like, this is normal.
My thing, this is only my personal story.
Yeah.
My mom was severely mentally ill, and I didn't know what mommy I was going to get. So my version of love was volatile and unpredictable, and I chased it. And getting her to smile at me was the biggest high of my life. So that's what I chased for men.
Okay.
So that's why I'm taking a little break.
Yeah. No, was I taking a break? No, I'm going to still be I bagged a guy yesterday, so that's progress. Bagged a guy.
Oh, that's good.
And, you know, I was like, I saw after a comedy show. No. Okay. I wanted him to take me out to a few dinners then we'll do some of that, maybe. And then I feel bad about fucking another guy.
That was my next question. Like,
you just got to talk yourself through it.
Because if you found out that this guy that you're pining over did that, you would lose your mind, right?
Oh, honey, I would go ballistic.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Like,
uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. I hear you.
I've been there.
I've been face to face with it.
But he doesn't want a relationship. So that's what happens. Like, you have no say over it. Not that you ever did, but like, you don't have any say over what I do now.
Yeah. But is he willing to still like hook up with you and hang out with you?
No. That's what I'm saying. Like, when I tell you that he has a really good character, he's like, we are more than sex.
Really set a boundary with you. So that's good. Yeah. So he set a healthy boundary.
Yeah, because I do feel like he wants to protect the future. I do feel like he's going to come back.
But what if he doesn't?
You're not getting what I'm telling you. Well, the thing is,
I'm not saying it's not impossible.
No. She just gave me a face like, oh, this bitch is helpless.
No, listen, it happens. People do come
back. Yeah.
I think there's a higher chance if it's done coming back, if he like actually, because he set these healthy boundaries, you know? Yeah. And so like, because once you get way down with the toxicity. I was going to know that they did
it though, not me.
You said what?
I'm like, oh, can you give me the chance to set a healthy boundary?
Right. I mean, it's my fault. I have to walk away. He already said, hey, I need you to just leave me alone for a second.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you know what? I as I'm processing through it, I'm like, you know what? I gotta stop being a stupid bitch.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna be okay. But I promise you, I'm not always like this.
Well, but also if you love someone, like part of loving someone is respecting their feelings.
No, for sure.
And so like if you love him and he's in a kind way telling you like, I'm not ready, can you give me some space? Mm. Like, because I have had situations like that where I've asked for space and the person gave me space and then I did end up getting together with that person because I really appreciated that he gave me the space that I asked for, because I wasn't playing hard to get, I really needed it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're coming on too strong. And I was like, it's scaring me. It's making me feel uncomfortable.
Oh my God, maybe that's and why I was he's trying like, to communicate.
Give me some space.
Oh, I'm seeing it now.
Okay. And then I like a while, like a year later, but I ended up coming back to him because he gave me the space, and I thought that spoke a lot about that man's character.
Very confident. It's very the sexiest thing you can give somebody, space.
I know, but I ruined that already. I already ruined. So I just have to leave him alone.
And
it's okay. It's totally fine. I just have to reevaluate my philosophy on love.
Yeah. What's your current philosophy?
My philosophy is that if you know that this is your person, you would do anything to be with them. And maybe it's a little bit too rom-com-y.
Rom-coms did us wrong.
Yeah. Because this is like, for me, it's like, I'm about to be 32 this year, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, and I've dated, I've had my few share of dicks and dates and shit, you know?
Yeah, dicks and dates. Yeah.
And I'm like, when I met this person, I was like, I know for a fact that this is my person. Mm-hmm. But if he's not feeling the same way, then maybe it's not my person.
Right. We kind of say a lot, like your person, the number one thing and how you'll know is that they
like you back.
Feel excited
it's
about you.
It's hard to believe though that why would you feel such a strong connection for somebody if there's not something there?
Well, I just want to say, we're talking about this. I just want to say, this is a breakup.
Can't even say that with a straight face.
No, when we started dating, it was definitely a mutual, like, I feel like he led me to this place. Like, he's the person that, like, started, that, I just wanted to fuck him when I first started dating him, right? Like, I was, and I told him, like, I'm not ready for a relationship. I'm not looking for anything. I'm in the middle of trying to move, whatever. And I think that's what, like, for guys, like, okay, definitely, this is actually fun. Yeah. So I felt like he started leading us to a place where I wasn't even ready for. Mm. But like I said, I started getting ready. And part of that was becoming this person that was emotionally available for him.
Yeah, yeah. It's so like, oh, maybe this is naturally flowing this other way that we didn't initially talk about.
So now you open this box and it's like, actually, this is too much. You fucking opened the box. I wasn't trying to give you the box.
You finished what you started, young man.
That's super annoying, yeah.
Right, so that's why I'm here. And that's why I'm more upset more than anything. Because like, I live my life in a very, like, I'm so indecisive. So I tell myself, girl, you have to make and that's how I do my business. I'm like, I can't keep going back and forth. That's going to stop me from making money. And that's what everything I do. And I do that with friends. If I ever ask someone for like a collaboration and they say something like, I don't know, that's all I need to know. This is not the right time to collaborate.
Right.
Come around when you're ready. Right.
Like, well, I'm sure enthusiastic consent. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, if you ask somebody to do the podcast, I'm like, you know what, bitch? Yeah. It sounds like it's not the right time. Yeah. Come back later.
Yeah.
And that's how I normally operate day to day. And that's the mentality that I should have taken with this relationship.
Yeah.
And the thing is that I know this. But it also makes great content. So y'all welcome.
it's a position that people find themselves in all the time. All the time.
And it sucks because you think that you outgrown that. Like, I'm like, you know what? In my 20s, I was definitely stupid.
Sorry, I'm a grown-ass woman.
But now I'm about to be 32. I'm like, am I still stupid? Like, what the fuck? Like, is this my permanent lifestyle? I was like, I get it, you know?
Yeah.
So, well, do you have this voice in your head? Because you mentioned like, oh, I'm 32 now. I feel like especially, that was you.
No, I'm not farting. That's the bottle. You have it on camera.
No, sorry. I think you're like, women especially have this voice in their head that's like, oh, I'm this age now. I thought I would be married now or be engaged now. Like, do you have that voice in your head that's like, that you thought there would be like a little more finality by now on your romantic life?
Not really for the marriage or engaged, but definitely at least some kind of successful relationship.
Yeah. So like you don't feel like couple. You've ever had a successful relationship?
No, they've all been traumatizing. Uh-huh. All yeah, of them. Yeah, and yeah, I'm just yeah. like, damn, so like, maybe I'm asking for too much. Maybe I'm asking for it to actually be my husband.
Or maybe you're not asking for enough. In that, the way you are treated has to be from the get-go a certain way.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like men start off strong and then they be like, oh, well, you know, and then they go like, then they start doing this bullshit, you know?
Yeah, they blow their load early yeah. a lot. Yeah, so, in so many ways.
Yeah.
But I do feel like they say at 35 is a geriatric pregnancy.
Yes, so I'm that's
like,
correct.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm definitely 3 years away from that. And mathematically, I would like to know somebody for 2 years before I let them impregnate me.
Yeah. Right.
So the math is not adding up.
Well, but geriatric, yes. But is it common? Yes.
No, very. I know it's common. And I'm also like, I'm not like a regular bitch. Like none of us are. Like we all have yeah. comedy careers. Like
right.
we're all trying to get our Netflix specials or yep. our TV shows, our pilot, whatever we're working on. And that does not, that timeline for that doesn't correlate with like traditional relationships.
There's a reason yeah. a lot of female comedians don't have kids.
Right. And yeah. and I think about that too. I'm like, okay, well, am I gonna go on stage pregnant? That's gonna be weird. Like I don't want people in my business like that.
Right.
They're gonna know I'm pregnant.
Yeah, they're gonna know. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For sure.
There were so many moo-moos on right. stage before so somebody's like, wait a second.
Yeah, I think Ali Wong did a great job.
Yeah, she leaned in. But she leaned in.
Yes, I think it's good for her, but I don't know if my first
that's
special,
a choice.
I want to be pregnant for
yeah.
that.
Yeah, that's
and
a choice.
I at least want to get there because for me, I don't know about you, but like the moment I fall in love, all my goals, a lot of them go out the window.
I used to be like that. And I'm like, I can't do that anymore. That's right. why I took a break from dating for 2 years. I'm just like, I can't. I gotta recalibrate. Yeah, my boyfriend was in Jamaica all week and I was like, this is great.
Yeah.
Got so much done.
Yeah, and I feel like there were moments where I felt like, you know, I'm so happy that, you know, he is on vacation because now I get to have this me moment. Mm-hmm. But that's like that's the girlfriend conundrum, right? But I was doing all this girlfriend shit. He wasn't even... official.
Yeah, he has to earn it.
Right.
Can't do the girlfriend shit until
that's another thing. I think we do a lot of doing girlfriend shit before you have the girlfriend title. Very because why
can't do
what's
that.
His reason for giving you the
yeah.
title?
Yeah.
But it's like you're going right into anal right away. And yeah. It's like, what are you going to wait for?
No reason.
But it's a fine line of like going with the flow and like also, you know. And
I feel like going with the flow is something that women like us use to not step into the fact. To not own the fact that we want a relationship.
Right.
I've never met a woman who goes with the flow. And so anytime someone says, I'm going with the flow, I go, no, you're
it's
lying.
Not going well.
You're lying to yourself is
you know,
what you're doing.
I wish I had the confidence.
Because I want a fucking relationship.
No, yeah. I think I'm happy that I met another Pisces move today.
But I think it's okay to say I want a relationship. It shouldn't be embarrassing.
Right.
You know, not like, you're not needy. Oh. That's why I trace my roots back to why I feel that way. Can you identify a reason why you were not loved or nourished by somebody as a kid or something? Like for me, I trace it back and it's right there. I'm chasing exactly the love that I thought I got because that's the only love I knew.
Yeah, and maybe very tumultuous. I have a little inkling.
Yeah. Usually that means, yeah, you know that.
But I'm 32. Like, I thought I was over that shit.
You have to face it head on. You have to, like, go through the desert and come back. And then you're like, okay.
That's the other thing. I've gone through so many healing phases. Like, I got to start all over again.
I know,
again.
It's exhausting. It's like,
I got to start journaling again and, like, making a routine. And
journals
pretending.
Never end, man.
Right.
Journaling never ends.
I was going through, because, you know, I just moved to a new apartment. So I found my two old journals.
Oh, and those are fun. Right.
So I'm like, okay, well, I'm over this phase in my life. I'm going to burn them because I don't want nobody to find these shits. Yeah. But I was like, maybe I can give it to my daughter in the future. But it's so sad in there. So I'm like, I'm just going to burn them.
It's so sad in
but
there.
But now I got to start a new journal.
Yeah. But it's like, but I mean, I think like we think of like mental health care and like healing as like, oh, we do it and then it's done. But it's like, you don't take a shower on Monday and then not take a shower
ever again. Yeah. Like, it's the same. You have to
You gotta, like, do with yourself all the time. Right.
And it is a pain in the ass, and it is super time consuming.
It's so time consuming. And my best friend tells me that too. She's like, you know, she's the best friend. I was like, bitch, I'm gonna let you find that on your own. She's giving career
That's
advice.
A good
like,
friend. Yeah,
I'm gonna
yeah,
let you
yeah.
find that on your own, yeah. but I'm gonna be here when you find
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah. I can tell you now, but if you want me to wait, right. I'll wait.
But yeah. I was telling her about, like, I hate when I was like, oh, you know, I hate having to heal again. Because it's not like I'm not, like, doing work. Like, I love myself so much more than I did before in my 20s. Like, when yeah. I tell you, like, I was getting taken advantage of, like, I was getting, like, now, like, I definitely have standards. But I just feel like, okay, well, how much, I'm going to love myself more. But it's like, how much more? Like, do I have to love, like, damn, bitch, like, goddamn. And I hate when people be like, oh, you gotta love yourself or nobody else gonna love you. It's like, but that's not always true. Like, I feel like you can be in a relationship and work on both of each other at the same time.
I feel like the fantasy of someone's gonna come along and really love me the way I deserve and teach me how to love myself is a fallacy.
Okay, so we both gave up on love today.
But it also, I think really? It also creates like a weird codependency.
Yeah.
How do
yeah.
you detach from the person who taught you how to love yourself? That's heavy.
No, right. I didn't learn how to love myself from that man.
But like if you did meet somebody who like opened your eyes to how to love yourself better, how like is that a codependent start to a relationship?
I guess so.
I think someone can soften you. You know, right. They can soften you. They can get in. They can seep into the little cracks that you have. I feel that in my current relationship.
When you start slipping on your own values in little tiny ways, you know,
yeah,
and you're like, ah.
Like, can you give me an example?
Let's see. He, you're always available and he's not. Like, he always expects you to be available and you kind of do drop everything and go.
And so you're dropping
the value of, like,
you had a
like
spot.
Doing your stuff.
You had a spot.
Yeah. And you cancel it or something. Or you have plans yeah. with somebody, you cancel it. Like, right. That is betraying yourself.
Right.
Yeah. You can't betray yourself once. For it yeah. to go well, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, because we're so concerned with men cheating on us and we constantly cheat on ourselves.
Oh.
Whoa.
Not the bar.
You just made two Pisces right. moves explode.
We all fell off our chairs. That was a little way. Okay.
I got to recover from that. It's so true.
That's funny as shit.
Woo, you got to timestamp that, Mike. Yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, you better put that one on the, that's going to be the promo reel.
I got to readjust. I got to like.
Karina's like, damn, my friends are stupid. I tried. But you know what? I'm going to tell you.
Karina has been with me when I've witnessed a guy that I liked making out with another woman multiple times. And I've thrown my purse against the side of the building and I broke it. And I was in a nun costume.
Wait, what?
It's very embarrassing. She's seen me.
Damn, you know
rock
what?
Bottom.
You ever be like, I'm having a bad day, and be like, you know what?
I'm gonna be okay. She's not.
No,
I'll be fine.
No, I'm kidding. But
no, it's
I was gonna say the thing about friends like Corinne is like I was just talking to the other comic about how everybody comes with gravity, and it's like. I have been in places, like, I've also been the friend where it's like, bitch.
Oh, like their energy, you mean?
Yeah, like, it's like they're a little bit heavier. Like, you know, today I'm coming with a little bit of gravity. But it's also like, at some point, you got to let people figure out their own shit. Like, I'm sure that you have had moments with her where it's like, you know what, bitch, I love you, but I'm going to go focus. You're going to be fine. Like, it's like, people have to figure out themselves. I guess what I'm trying to say
it's
is
more
that,
poignant when you figure it out yourselves, even though it's fucking annoying and exhausting.
And I need to let him, that's something like I was trying to find a circle way to say like, I need to let him figure out himself. Like, I can't be the person giving him his homework assignment.
100%.
Right. You know, and my friends also, they're going to be like, they're also on the same plane where it's like, Glory, you're going to learn.
Yeah. And so, that's why therapists don't feed you the answer. Like there's no therapist who you sit down and you say a problem and like, or no real good therapist who just gives you the answer back. They ask you questions to help you find the answer yourself. And like, I'm, you know, it's, I think one of the most important things I've learned like in adulthood is like, when people come to you asking for advice, if it feels to like the untrained eye initially, and I did this for many years, that, oh, of course they want you to offer a solution. They want you to offer help. Because to me, I'm the kind of person who immediately like, let me roll up my sleeves and help my friend.
Same.
But that's not really what they want. They just want an ear to listen. And then they're going to go off and ultimately 9 times out of 10 do what they need to do. And if someone really needs help, they will specifically ask for help. And like, so a big lesson I had to learn
learn, and I'm still like, you know, reminding myself daily is like, just fucking step back. You know, this podcast environment is different because people are literally saying, give me advice.
Right.
You know,
this is our lane, man. Oh, don't take no advice from me.
We all fuck up. We all act like a dumb bitch. Like it happens. It happens. Yeah. No one is immune to it, and it's how we handle it, right? Like, so, but it's, but you have like setting these standards off the get go of like, you need to be I had a therapist once say, but this is where I've done a lot of work in tracing the roots back. It's been very helpful because me, I'm like, it fucking makes me not trust myself. I'm like, why the fuck can I logically know something and I don't behave that way? That's so fucking infuriating.
I'm having the same issue.
But
we got the same shit going on.
So, but what's happening is, it's not. I realize this is a pretty recent realization. I let things slide without even asking myself if I'm okay with them. Mm. I just automatically go, okay, cool, and I don't even think about whoa. Is this okay with you? I'm in automatically. Yeah. I'm always down. I'm always, you got some last minute plans? You want to go to Italy last minute? All right, I'm in. Let's do it.
And
I don't even consider. Personal.
Going with the flow.
I mean, no, this has happened to me.
Okay,
though.
I'm like, this
is
like,
exact things that happened to me. Yeah. And I go, yeah. And then you go, and then they take it back and you're like, I didn't even want to fucking do that to begin with because that was a toxic thing. That was a love bombing thing. That was a,
I feel that.
But for me, I realize I never spoke up when I had a problem with anything ever because I didn't even consult myself.
Yeah.
The second you start consulting yourself and you go, because the situation with the guy, yes, he's not ready yet. You're thinking about him. This is him centric.
It's not you centric.
It should be you centric.
And then I feel kind of guilty. You are the star. I know. Then I feel guilty because I'm like, damn, am I like so self-involved that I'm not listening to him when he's telling me? I felt really bad today in the shower where I was like, oh my God, like maybe like I'm the person that's wrong.
No.
But I think
you should
be only thinking about you.
But I think you're onto something in a little way because he clearly said he's not ready.
Yeah.
And imagine if we said to a man we're not ready and they kept pushing us.
We'd be like, that's abusive.
They'd be on the front page of fucking, you know, Daily Beast.
Yeah, now I'll block him.
Yeah. So I think that's hard to remember because I think there are some schools of feminism that set different rules for women. And I don't agree with those. Like, you know, it's still, even though it's annoying and men have gotten such a head start on us, I still feel like we need to be following the same rules of like respect and boundaries.
No, for sure. Like I will say all, like we were very big on like boundaries and all that shit, whatever. I just, with this one, it's just really hard with the, like when you think someone's your soulmate thing. That shit
of
is,
course.
Yeah, but when I'm like telling my therapist, I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'm starting to sound delusional. And
yeah, because a soulmate wants you as much as you want them.
I know, but then I'm gonna be tight if he comes back later. It's like, oh, not, now you want me? And then let's think about the
and
time.
And then what if you find somebody else? Then he's not your soulmate.
Let's think about, let's say he comes back in a year or two. I won't be on comedy, so I'll be on Netflix. I'm be bit. Now you want me? No.
Then he's not your soulmate.
I'll be dating Drake, you know?
Like, nice. So maybe this isn't working out because you're meant to be with Drake.
Oh, no, I'm kidding. I don't want to be with that man either.
Or somebody else that's more compatible.
I think it's just time for me to close a chapter.
It's like, I wish, don't you, some part of you is like, can you just move? Can you just move to another state?
And now,
then you guys would be on fucking virginairlines.com.
Like, nah, I'm dead.
No, I would never, because then I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, well, they're not in town. I can't get drunk and be like, what's up?
No, but at least I'm good about that. Like, I don't get drunk in here. Like, it's only like, this is as far as it goes, like this thing.
Yeah.
But I never like show up. Like, I don't do none of those other shit. Like, you know, I don't call him when I'm drunk.
Did you used to show up?
No.
Oh,
no.
Good for you.
No, I'm just... I'm
a better
just
a, woman than I am.
I'm just a... oh, my bad. I'm just a paragraph girl. And that's as far as I go.
I see.
And then that's it. Yeah.
And he always answers your paragraphs?
Yeah, he does. He reads all of them and he calls me back.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
But he's tired at this point. He's like, you know what? I've answered this question 5 different ways.
Right.
I don't know what else to tell you.
You've worn him out. Yeah.
So, and then now I'm afraid that I've worn him out so much that it's like, oh, I ruined the whole shit anyways.
But I mean, what are you going to do? Talk about it more? You know?
this bitch, now you're dragging me as a guest.
That's something I find myself doing.
No, that sounded sassy, but I truly meant like, what are you gonna do? Like, explain that you're not gonna explain to him anymore. At a certain point, even
you just gotta stop talking.
And I think this is who said it? It's the guy that you, the Canadian guy that we like. That guy we like. We had him on our podcast. The young
Canadian guy.
He did the card deck. What the fuck is his name?
Oh, Mark Groves.
So Mark Groves. Okay.
Create the love.
And I think what he said is like, you're never gonna get the closure, you know, that you want. You're never gonna get that perfect moment of closure with the other person.
Yeah.
So at a certain point, you just have to, in the moment, like drop the mic, step away, and get the remaining closure with yourself. And I thought that was really interesting because, like, there is, you know, there's lots of relationships from my past that I still feel like don't have closure. But it's like I've gotten everything from that person that they're going to give me, and I just have to realize I'm not going to get any more, and to consistently reach out is pushing them away even more. I mean, not that any of these people are coming back, because they're but
I will say I don't want anybody from my past back.
Yeah.
I don't want any of them back at all.
Yeah.
But at one point I was crying over all of them. But I'm like, now looking back
is
today.
Is that funny?
Yeah, I'm like, it's crazy.
You're like, what the fuck?
I don't want any of them back.
I was bent out of shape.
Yeah, I was crying.
Over you?
I was depressed. I was missing class.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I cannot imagine my life with any of them.
Yeah, that's why I love getting older. Yeah, because I love having that confidence of like, wait, what? No one's worth that.
And it's just seeing your life in a different perspective also, though. It's, I mean, this podcast is based on someone that I was like rocking a rock bottom. I didn't date anyone for years because of this person. I mean, the reason I really stepped away from relationships was because it scared me how much this person dumping me destroyed me. And I was like,
it's jarring.
This cannot happen again.
That's what I'm saying.
This
I don't want it to
happen again.
I'm smiling, but I'm destroyed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't make me cry. No, I can't cry. That's bad for my brand.
I mean, we're notorious for crying on this podcast.
Yeah.
Wait, somebody cried on here before?
I cried.
We cry all the time. Guests cry. We all cry.
Oh, shit, man.
I'm not even a big crier. I cry.
I've cried several times on the show.
Yeah.
I can't even, man.
Yeah, I almost cried before I went on stage the other day.
Yeah, that's
happened. I definitely
ruined
the moon that
day. I used to cry when I was going through the breakup. That was the impetus for this show. I would be crying at the bar before I went on stage all the time. But it's when I became like such a better comedian from that pain.
Yeah. I'm gonna be
good. You got rise from the ashes.
But you kind of mentioned last night to me talking about soulmates, and you brought up something a couple minutes ago where you're talking so much about like soulmates, but then you're saying I want to be with someone for 2 years before I have a baby. And so I was sitting and thinking last night in preparation for this podcast, and I think there's two different things that people want, and we're kind of like joining them into one when I think they're really two separate things. Mm. There's soulmates and then there's partners. And I feel like
dropping the gems today, Karina.
Yeah, right.
I thought a long time about this.
Yeah.
Like, because I wanted to, I think it's surprising, like based on my personality, like I do believe in soulmates. Mm. I do. And I don't know a lot of people who do. And even the people who are like kind of most obsessed with love, I feel like don't believe in soulmates anymore.
I believe in
us.
But I believe in soulmates.
No, I give up.
I believe in them.
I do. I don't necessarily. Okay,
hurt me enough and I'll say no, but I'll eventually believe in them again.
I don't necessarily believe that there's only one. And I don't necessarily believe that the soulmate is a human for everyone. I think it can be like, I think for some people, especially being an artist, like there's certain like, especially men
careers,
I know, that I really think like music is their soulmate. I think their band is their soulmate. I think a friend can be, I think you can be your soulmate. And not in a stupid, like self-love, annoying, fed to you, force-fed kind of way. Mm. Like I think for some people like that, like you really are your soulmate. So that's like, and it is kind of disappointing, especially for heterosexual women, because we've been fed this notion that like
we have a soulmate
and it is a human man, you know?
Yeah.
Or I guess for lesbians too, and it is a human woman. That doesn't matter. But just like, you know, that's what we've been fed. And but then as we get older, we kind of yearn for a partner more, and that's like what we need. But I think a lot of times your soulmate might not be the person who's gonna be the best partner for you, because it's like there's too much.
You're going through the motions
passion.
And you're like, I'm supposed to like this. And you're like, wait a second. Is this even what I want to subscribe to?
Yeah.
This is what I've been subscribing to my whole fucking life. Do I even fucking believe this?
I don't want to be one of those fake relationships.
I don't think it's it's a fake relationship, though. You know? I think like arranged marriages, a lot of times those people are your family is picking someone who will be the best partner for you. And that's why they last so long, because it's not like this lit flame that will burn out. It's not starting so hot. It's something that will go on. So it's not that one is better than the other. You just have to ask yourself, like, what do you want out of life? And for me, I do want a soulmate. I want that passion, even if it fizzles, even if I have that passion for 3 months and then it leaves, you know, because
yeah,
but I'm so not, fun and I'm that. Not looking to start a family. So it doesn't, I don't need a partner in the same way, but I do think like some people will, their life will be easier and more full of joy if they have a partner who just makes their days easier.
Life is hard.
And raises a family and with them. And I think very few people have someone who is their soulmate and their partner.
That's what I'm saying.
It's very unique. It is possible.
Yeah, I know a couple examples.
People be lying.
But it's just like, we're trying to turn our soulmates into partners, and I don't think they're necessarily always equipped to be that.
What's the point? What's the point?
I think you can love a partner tremendously. But what's the point for what? Like of finding someone?
What's the point of having a 3-month fling?
To feel that experience.
Let me reiterate. What's the point of having a 3-month soulmate fling? That's weird.
You got a taste of it.
For what? What am I going to do with that shit?
Remember it always.
Like, I don't want to remember that shit.
I mean, why do you climb a mountain or, you know, go on to the beach? Yeah. It's like life is about experiences and feeling all these different emotions and growing as a person and learning from these things. And then looking back and being like, oh, man, that was crazy.
Yeah, like what if we're just meant to like fall in love over and over again until we die?
I don't got the strength for that. I don't got the strength or the patience. Maybe I do need a partner. Maybe I need a partner.
Sounds nice.
It just depends, because like for me, when I like
support.
I don't like a partner.
You're your person.
Like my therapist is definitely like, yeah, right. Like is pushing me for that. And I'm like, every time I think I need a partner, I'm like, I just need an assistant.
I'm dead.
Like that's really, when I really break it down, help. I go, I just need an assistant.
That's so fucking funny.
You know? But it's tough, because I feel like one of my past partners was a soulmate. And when I really think about why did I end it, it's because he wasn't a good partner. And that's why it was so devastating. It's devastating to find a soulmate who isn't a good partner. Mm-hmm. That fucking hurts. Mm-hmm. It hurts to say it now. It still hurts.
Well, I'm hurt now.
And then, they move on.
That fucking blows.
And they find someone who is a better partner. And you go, oh, why? They don't have that same thing that we had. It's like,
the fire is not there.
Wait, that's why it works.
It's sustainable. Why wasn't there fire?
Why wasn't he a good partner?
Didn't fucking show up for me. Didn't
but
pull
you connect
his end
and
of it.
Understand each other. Yeah.
And there's so many more. There's lots of other boyfriends I've had who were much better partners, but they just didn't do anything for me. Like I was like, I'd rather just do extra work and not have you here.
Oh my god.
I don't think I've ever. Yeah. You've never been in a space with someone and be like, I want you out of this space. My life is constantly like just be like getting to a point where in a second I need someone out of my space. Like I need. So like I was like, I don't care if you spilled things all over the floor.
She's a Libra.
Please leave me.
You're a Libra, bitch.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh wow, Libras. What's your moon sign?
I think
it's giving Sagittarius.
No. I think. Wait,
Aries.
Something with a fire.
I can't remember. Wait, I'll look it up. My rising is Pisces.
Oh,
it's a rising. Wait, what's the rising? Is the one?
It's how people see you in the world. Like without knowing you at all.
Oh wait, or is it
rising is Pisces?
Bitch, if you have a Pisces moon, rising, I need to be evolved like you.
And then my moon is Aries.
See, that's fire shit. She be ready to cut somebody off.
Yeah.
That's what I need. That action.
My sun is Libra.
Yeah, that's a really good chart. Wait, so your
balance.
Your rising is Pisces.
Not mine.
Yes.
So she's like understanding, but she doesn't put up with the bullshit. Wow, that's evolved.
Right. Right.
I'm also on like my 500th lifetime though. So
tell me what that feels like. What does that mean? Talk
tired.
To me. No, because I feel like I'm on a like, I feel like I've lived so many lives on earth.
Yeah. I've been here for like, I feels
ancient.
It just feels like you're like, oh, I've seen this movie 1,000 times. I will blow my brains out if I watch this film one more time.
I'm dead.
And I'm like, but that was a maybe, wasn't it? No.
Christina's like, everything's new.
Yeah,
I'm dead.
Oh, I'm amazed by everything. Truly, I move to tears pretty much every day.
Aww.
But I've been here a while. Like, I'm an old soul for sure, but I still haven't learned in the romance department. I'm a romantic. I love so much.
I think I do well when I'm just not dating. I do so well. I'm such a beautiful, powerful woman when I'm not dating.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Same.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to have to just explore that again. And I was before, am I doing something wrong? Oh,
wait,
sorry. When I was whatchamacallit, but right
he
before
just wasn't to remove you from the podcast. Right,
he's like, you gotta go. No, when I first when right I remember right before I met him, I was like, you know what? I'm so ready to do this 1 year by myself. I don't want to feel no pain, nothing. Boom. Mm. And maybe that was a test from the universe. Like, bitch, mm-hmm. are you really that
always
disciplined?
Tests.
I don't want no more tests. Yeah,
people are put in front of you for the lessons you gotta learn. So like, if you're a jealous person, somebody who you're extremely envious of and have a really hard time with is going to be put into your life because that's how you overcome the envy. That's how you overcome the issue. And that person is actually divine intervention. They're not your enemy. They're your bridge to your better you.
What's the lesson here? Because I've been heartbroken before.
Putting yourself first, no exceptions. You got to think of this. If you were your own publicist, you would not accept this treatment. He's doing anything wrong. Not saying he's an asshole. Not saying anything. You would just go, oh, he already showed you who he was. We're backing up. No. Not even a. But he and I thought about it in the shower, and I feel bad. And maybe I did that. No.
Damn, why you sound like me?
No, because I get it. It's fucking exhausting.
Yeah,
but
I'm gonna be fine. I think you will. I give myself 3 months. I think I'll be good in 3 months.
Yeah, you will. You will. And it's.
So look, I don't talk to him.
No. It's the best choice.
And even
it's 100% the strongest choice.
Don't even check in on him?
Correct.
He doesn't need to be checked in on. He's an adult
man.
He's
a man. Yeah, he's a grown man.
You bitches are cool.
I'm just regurgitating what Corinne said.
He's a grown ass man. Fuck him.
I'm just like, trying it out for size, see what it feels like to give advice that I need.
Fuck him. I think he knows.
Fuck him. That's the other thing.
He knows already.
He's not the enemy.
Yeah.
He's not the enemy.
Yeah.
He's not the lost love.
Yeah.
He's neither of those things. He is a man that entered your life and wasn't ready to step up the way you were. So you separate.
And you've already more than told him and that if he was really going through a hard time that he can reach out to you. He already knows that times 100.
Yeah. So it's not a fuck him at all. But it's like a
so don't do lunch.
What's the point of the lunch?
I just want to see him one more time.
But when is it going to be the last time for real?
Because
it's always going to be one more
time. This is the last time.
When's the last time you saw him in person?
I haven't seen him in like a month and a half. I haven't seen
him. So you're going strong.
Yeah, I haven't seen him at all. We only talked on the phone.
So do you not think having a lunch with him is just going to reignite these feelings?
So here's what you're missing, I think. Oh, correct? Yeah. Tell me if this resonates with you. So, okay, he is not ready for a relationship. Then he does not get you in any capacity.
I know, but
stop being available.
But this is what I'm trying to tell you.
It's not that he doesn't deserve because he's an asshole. No, he's not a bad person. But
right.
But stop giving him. No grown man wants to be your friend, right? That's what we say on the podcast
the time. Oh damn! I got on a T-shirt. That's
no,
funny.
We should though. but so you don't give of yourself like that because that. Case closed.
I know, but what I'm telling you is I'm never seeing him again. So that was.
But you're gonna go to lunch.
No, I'm saying after this, like I am cutting him off.
Is
like,
this the first time you've actually said I'm never gonna see him again, or has that happened once before?
I'm also tired. Like I am tired of being in this space.
Yeah. Sometimes it's helpful when you get tired of your own stuff.
And I can't even afford it. Like I'm literally like booked for the like all month. It's like I can't be crying all the time. So it's like I have to.
Right.
I'm busy.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to do big shit with my career this year. I'm trying to like. You know, I can't.
And betting on yourself is always a great way to put, place to put your energy.
Right. And then I got mad fast. I can't even take headshots. I got to go to the gym now. Like, I'm just fucking tight. I'm fucking tight. So I'm like, I got to work on myself.
I can't.
And I just can't let this
thing
take over.
So you have to coach yourself. Yeah.
And I'm going to do it. I just wanted to make sure one last time that this is what you wanted. Because mm-hmm. I promise you, you're going to come back and I'm not going to be here.
Wait, are you going to say this thing at the lunch?
It sounds good, right?
it does not.
No, I'm kidding. No, I'm not saying. I'm just telling this to you.
Yeah, you're prepping. Yeah.
Yeah,
because I'm like, I just don't like. I mean, like, it's just like a dramatic goodbye. The lunch?
No, it's not.
It seems like torturing yourself a little bit.
I just haven't seen him, and I just he was my friend.
He looks the same.
No, he doesn't, bitch. I'm telling you.
He looks better?
Let me tell
you
something.
That's going to be more painful.
Yeah, that's going to suck.
One thing that bothers me about breakups is that...
You want to go in and go, here's what you're missing. See ya.
Not even that. I'm going to go regular. I'm going to go just looking like this with my bun and my red lipstick. But the thing about breakups that's so kind of like a mind fuck to me is like you say that you care about people... And then you just leave them.
Yeah, I know.
It's devastating.
It's wild.
You just cut them off forever.
It is the closest you will ever be with another human being is in a romantic relationship, a fuck buddy, whatever the fuck it is. Right. Whatever it is. That is the closest you'll ever be. And then it's just nothing.
That's weird.
It is.
Well, why do you think there's so many songs and movies about it? Because it's the most torturous thing that no one really understands, no matter how smart or brilliant or talented you are.
Well, that shit is weird to me. I don't want to cry.
You could cry.
No, I know that's going to be good for the cameras. I can't cry.
Well, I mean, we're
going to have an exclusive. I never cry in front of anybody.
We're not going to like cut it up and like tag you and be like, look at this bitch crying.
Bro, this bro, week, bro, bitch
this
crying.
This week we got Glory on the podcast.
I cry every day. I cry every day.
Do you think there's something
that's strong to cry? I think it's strong to cry.
What if this was like a radio show and we had like a sound that we played from the board? Like anytime someone would cry, like,
oh, she's crying.
Not that got him. That's funny.
It's like a waterfall.
We have got him.
Yeah, I'm dead. Well, before I know we're closing. I thought we were gonna talk about a few firsts because I just want to talk about some of my whole experience.
Oh yeah, yeah,
some positivity
let's
for the podcast.
Sure, let's end on a positive note.
Whole highlights. Let's
right,
do
whole
it.
Whole highlights. Yeah. I like that. So what are the whole highlights? What are the questions? What are the
what are your whole highlights?
I just volunteer them. Okay.
So what's the most sexually adventurous thing you've ever done?
I mean, I don't really. I'm kind of, when I think about my whole phase, I'm like, I'm kind of boring a little bit.
Where's
like,
the wildest place you've ever sucked a dick?
Oh my God, let me think about it. First of all, I just started sucking dick at 28. So I've only sucked a few dicks. No, for real.
You buried the lead there.
No, I'm saying like I've had a whole phase, but I didn't start sucking dick until late.
Wow.
What did you think of
that? How'd you get away with it?
How'd you get away with it?
It was
for
because
that long.
My friend was telling me, like, she was teaching me how to suck dick. I'm like, wait, you just be out here deep throating? She's like, yeah.
Well, deep throat, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a style.
Like, I'm sure, like, I've licked a dick before that, but it wasn't like.
Right. Like licking sucking, and giving
yes,
head.
Yes, two different things.
Head sucking right. Dick is a different.
That's
yeah.
what I'm saying. So I don't have that many dicks under my belt when it comes to sucking
okay.
dick. And I would say those are more intimate relationships, but I guess the craziest place I've sucked a dick, I don't know.
Or craziest place you got fingered?
Oh, this is crazy. When I was in, I can't say what grade, but I got fingered in the train station on 86th Street, the C train.
Yeah. Oh, C train. City kid life. West side.
I mean, it's kind of crazy to think about that, but did y'all have y'all grew up in the city?
No, New Jersey. Outside
okay,
the city.
So like,
yeah, but I got fingered all kinds of places.
Did you get fingered on public transportation?
No.
Okay, so
movie
I'm
theaters,
out of pocket.
Movie theaters. Yeah, movie theaters. In a Macy's elevator.
Ooh. Oh, that's definitely dirty.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more dirtier than. I think it's the equal amount of dirty as 86th Street.
It was. We didn't have anywhere else to go, kind of place.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. When you're young, you don't have another place.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure
a lot
that
of
bench,
fucking in vans.
Yeah, that bench is still probably there.
Yeah.
Bums have probably sat on that bench. Right
yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
nasty.
Yeah.
A fun fact, because I also thought about the podcast before I got here. I lost my virginity on a North Face. Yeah.
On a jacket.
Yeah, like it was on the bathroom floor. He put a North Face because it was cold.
On the bathroom
what
floor.
What a Cinderella
yeah,
story.
It's such a new. Yeah. So I was like, that's a fun fact. And then he tried to steal my Metro card.
Yeah. After he fucked you on a North Face?
I told you I've been through some shit, okay?
Wow. On the bathroom floor, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was cold.
It was cold.
Somebody had a North Face.
Yeah, I didn't even want to lose my virginity that day, but everybody
oh,
was.
Oh, that was your virginity.
Yeah, everybody was losing their virginity. It was like November 28th.
Yeah, it was like a band aid. You just like, ugh. Yeah.
How
like,
old were you?
I was young.
Yeah, like 12, like younger than 12?
No, I was older than that. Let's give it like ballpark.
I was 15.
Yeah, like 14, 15.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It was kind of young. And then
the sex you have when you're a young teen is.
You know what show really, I know we're about to end and now we're getting to like the other more better stuff. Like, okay, we gave her relationship advice. But hopefully it does help somebody out there. There's a dumb bitch out there that's like, I have
some. Oh, it's a lot. And it's a universal experience.
Right. And that's what unites all of us.
Yeah.
Being a dumb bitch. But, right.
Also being faced with your own worth and where you go, what do you do about
right.
it?
Right. You know? And I know I deserve better.
We all do, and we all are guilty of sacrificing ourselves
right.
and like Corinne said, cheating on ourselves.
Right. And I didn't think, you know what, I didn't think I was projecting. I didn't think I was, you know, you
we
put
never
somebody
do.
On a pedestal.
Yeah. Sure.
I didn't
know
think
that.
I was, falling for potential. That. I didn't think I was doing that, but maybe that's what I was doing. And then I become overbearing because I'm like, do this. And I'm trying to be
helpful. Because I know you can. Yeah.
And then be like, oh, you mad fucking annoying. It's like, but I love you. What the fuck? So I think that's what happened. And I used to have that problem in other friendships too. Because we went all over the place, but you were talking about how some people just want to hear you. They want to be listened to.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be like, oh no, this is exact. You need a job. Let's work on your resume. Let's get you a job. You want to... And people just want to go through it. And I don't do well with just going through it. I'm like, there's a solution for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm so like annoying. One of my exes called me a rhinoceros because I'm just so like strong right here.
Okay.
And it's just like, So I get it. I'm annoying. And maybe I need to find someone that
would. You're too helpful to the men you
date. I'm so helpful.
You're too helpful.
Like, I will.
And I've had so many people say, men don't want to fuck their mom. And I'm like, you sure? And they're like, yep. And they're right.
So maybe I'm just too helpful. So yeah. I'm just never be a helpful bitch again.
No, it's not that. You could still be a loving partner, but they got to earn it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the last thing I was going to say was, yeah, I was like, well, I told you I lost my virginity. What else? I think that was it, right? That was a few whole
that's
highlights.
Some good, that's a good whole
highlight. Yeah, I've been to Morocco. Ooh. I've been flued out. Yeah. Ooh. But I didn't have sex with him, but he did eat my ass on the trip. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
When?
It was a while ago. It was 2016. Nice. I was mad at my guy at the time. So I was like, you know, I'm going to fucking Morocco with this stranger.
I've had full-blown relationships because I wanted to get back at somebody. I'm like, I'm going to fuck your bandmate for 2 years.
And how did that work out?
Great. It was a great boyfriend. He was a great, nice. One of my favorite boyfriends.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and it was out of spite. Him. Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, I'm going to be fine, ladies. I really do appreciate y'all listening
you
to
will.
Me.
You will. It's something, like I said, tale as old as time, man. And it's always perplexing to me, like time and time again, I see like strong fucking women, like dope chicks.
Right.
Sacrifice themselves.
Like Beyonce.
She's my idol. Right, got a Beyonce tattoo.
Oh, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Okay. Oh, it's a lot. Yeah.
Wait, but so one question. Should I block him or should I just never talk to him again?
No, I just think that, no, because I mean, if it'll help you not talk to him.
I just feel like I'm always be waiting for a text.
I feel like the blocking is usually in this circumstance helpful for you. Like when I block people, it's 99% of the time it's for
you.
Me.
Yeah, so if it'll be more helpful for you and you have to announce it, just block him.
It's not because he sucks. It's not a fuck you at all. It's just a, hey, I know that I need to, you know, I'm honest with my willpower right now.
Yeah.
I need to not have your number in my phone accessible. Mm. Yeah.
And what about all those paragraphs I sent? I just let them live in our iMessage bubble and that'll be how he remembers me.
Mm-hmm. Well, but what is there to do?
I can't do anything.
Nothing.
I was going to ask him move to on. I was going to ask him to delete the messages.
No. What's that going to do?
Just move on.
Yeah, you move on.
Okay.
You just move on.
Yeah, there's no need to delete them. I mean, it doesn't seem like he's like going to use them against you or something.
Don't allow yourself to slip in these what ifs and get sucked into a hole of thinking about him. Don't look at his social media. That's asking for trouble.
Yeah.
Don't, when you notice yourself thinking about him and fantasizing or however he comes to you in your head and when you're daydreaming, you coach yourself and you go, no. And then think about you on the red carpet at your Netflix special. What a fucking moment, huh?
Oh, I better not be crying that day. I'll be tight.
You could be crying that day. It's a huge monumental moment.
That's one thing I will say. I want to just say this to people. You know, the saddest thing is when you get something you dreamed about and you're sad that day. That shit is so terrible.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking
like
about.
You could be on a Netflix red carpet and be fucking sad. That is so fucking sad.
That's because success isn't going to cure everything.
Right.
But you putting yourself first will.
Right. I've gotten so many accolades. That shit that when I first started stand up, like, oh, I wish I would have been at this club or doing shit. I'm just over here, like, not even taking this moment in because I'm like, I'm doing what I want, what I said I wanted to do.
Yeah.
But I'm fucking crying.
But that's okay. So, but you got to talk to yourself. You got to go. You're in good shape. I think you got it. I think you're going to be good.
I let everything out here.
Yeah, good. Yeah,
listen to this podcast a year from now and be like, wow, look at the growth.
Yeah.
It's a little time capsule.
Where can we find you online?
On Instagram, Glorelis Mora. That's hard to spell. GLORELYSMORA. And I also bought the domain Legendary Comedian. I'm updating the website.
Nice.
No, it's just because people can't find me. So when I'm like legendarycomedian.com, just find everything. So in like a month,
That's amazing.
Right. I was gonna buy a bunch of shit just to be like, I'm a troll, like a positivity troll when I'm not depressed.
That's great.
But yeah, like I'm gonna spend the next month working on my website. So you'll see the growth in real time.
Yay!
Yeah, and maybe I'll make a shirt to like believe in yourself.
Yeah. Yes. We'll check back in.
Right. Yeah.
Well, thanks for so much.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
And for listening.
Our pleasure.
No problem.
Thank you.
This has been Guys We Fuck, the anti-slut shaming podcast. We'll talk to you next Friday. Guys We Fucked is presented by Luminary.
Created and hosted by Corinne Fisher and Christina Hutchinson.
Editing and music coordination by Mike Coscarelli. Theme song by Rob Patterson and Jake Kozen.
Suck My Wet Ass Pussy.
Christina said to cut that before, but now it's in there.
Yeah, let's keep it. Who cares?
Name, but nothing's there at all except the hour and the day. Kind of sour, I got you on my mind this late. See, lately you've been leaving me high and dry. Seems worse the harder that I try. I know you can leave. Be here with me. I'm not that greedy. But it could be sweet if when you think of me, you reach out and show me. I just want to text you about my pussy. I just want to send you a pic of my ass. I just want to tell you about the porn I'm watching. I promise it'll be real fast. I just got some shit I need to get off my chest about what I'd like to do to your cock. But if you don't have time for me right now, just call me later, we'll talk. I know you've been seeing other girls. I'd be lying if I said that didn't hurt. Still, I'd kinda like to hear your tales. Spare me the story and just give me the details. I wanna know about the sweat dripping down your balls. I wanna hear what you like, I wanna know it all. Tickle my ear now with your tongue. Don't you dare fucking stop, I didn't say I was done. Oh, do you like that? Talk real tough. Do you like it rough? Do you want me to tie you up to a tree? Drip hot wax down your belly. I just want to text you about my pussy. I just want to send you a pic of my ass.